fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Hey everybody, what's up? Good evening. Madhouse Radio is back for another time. Another way. We're back again. Thank you everybody for listening tonight. We're going to have a good show tonight. I don't even know if there's anybody like hanging out with me in the studio. Anybody here? Who's here? Brandon Vegas, are you here? Nope.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, man. Awesome. All right. Well, it's me, Carlito. Brandon Vegas is here. Milkman will be joining us via telephone in a little bit here. Maybe that's him. Maybe not.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, that's the Reclude. That's the Reclude. Hang on, let me get Reclude on the line here.
Reclude? Hey, just in time. All right, everybody, we got Reclude on the line. He's going to sit there and behave. Anyway, so Madhouse Radio is starting. Milkman will be joining us shortly. Reclude is in the house. What's up, Reclude? How you doing tonight? Good deal. You got a back massage?
Yeah.
From who?
Some broad.
Some broad gave me a back massage. That's good.
Yeah, stopped by the studio, got me high, and gave me a back massage, and then got the fuck out of here.
What's wrong with that? Nothing bad. Living it up. All right, everybody, if you want to reach us here tonight, the toll-free line will be open later tonight. Reclude, what's that line, man? Give that out, if you know it.
Line is, toll-free map line is 1-888-278-8509.
Yes, sir.
U.S. Canadian listeners.
That's right, all of you, UK, even Canadians, except for British Columbia, they're actually still banned, but everybody else can call. It's a long story. Some guy from British Columbia kept calling, so I banned the entire province. Like, fuck it, all of them are out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's an area code in Iowa, too, that's banned. Like, some asshole kept calling from a payphone and hanging up all day. I was like, all right, faggot, you want to do that? Your whole area code is blacklisted. Out.
Oh, my God. What about all the talented prankers and geniuses from Iowa?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was somewhere. And I looked at it. It was like bumfuck Iowa. It wasn't even like, you know, at like a Des Moines or something like that. It was some weird fucked up.
Wonder where the guy found out about you at.
I don't know. He was just like, he's like, oh, let me call. I swear to God, he would call and it was freaking Athena out. Athena would be like, oh, he called again. And when I come up from work, I'm like, shut up. So what? He's like, oh, what if he knows where we live? Like, he doesn't know where we fucking live. He's got our toll-free line. It's anonymous. Big fucking deal.
Toll-free line.
God. I was like, he's probably some like 10-year-old who gets home, you know, gets out of school and probably goes to the payphone at the school and calls our number all day whenever he goes
by. Probably is a fucking kid.
Fucking kids. No kids are allowed to listen to the show anymore. That's it, man. Reclude's gonna...
Oh my God, kids are like fucking disease.
Yeah, you're one to talk. Anyway, so, speaking of kids and diseases... I don't know where I was going with that, but if you want to, I guess we'll go with me. But if you want to reach me here tonight, also, other than the toll-free line, you can reach me on Yahoo and AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Again, that's Madhouse Radio on Yahoo and AOL Instant Messenger. And then we also have MSN Messenger, Madhouse, at live.com. And, of course, just go to the website, madhouselive.com itself, and hang out with us. And have fun. Fuck it, right? I just recharged up the spoof card, the spoof tell man, so we're good to go with that.
Yeah, dude, I've ran out of like three of them. I've been pranking like crazy last couple of days.
Yeah, but how many? Because what? It's $10 for an hour, right?
Yeah. So I've had like session upon. Like, what I'll do is I'll just sit here and like I got a phone tap that I record right into my mixing board and shit.
Right.
So I'll kind of have it half hooked up. And then, boom, like, I just get an idea, or go with it, and just start, like, pranking people on the same idea, like, over and over and over again.
Holy shit.
That's fucking funny.
That's fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy. You sent me, I gotta play that tonight. That was actually a really good call. That one that you, that one
did
that
you like
sent
that?
Me. Yeah, that was pretty funny, actually. Yeah, I'll play that here in a little bit. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I'm getting messages from Milkman. He's upset because he's not able to call in. He's in his car, stuck in traffic, as usual. At
where
this time of night. He's in California, like L.A., like the worst place to be stuck in traffic. It's like a parking lot every freaking week.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I know it. And I can't call him direct. He's got to call in. Let me call him on the other line here real quick.
Okay.
And let me get him on the line here, rather.
All right.
So, anyway, what have you been up to, man? Studio work and just the same old stuff you usually
Yeah, dude, just fucking pimping ass here and there and just, like, fucking mostly just working. But
all right.
I had a little couple rendezvous there. It's just kind of bullshit, though.
Yeah, man.
Nothing real great, but I don't know. It's just been having fun times about the preparing.
I'm still looking for my big break where I don't have to go into work anymore. Like, nothing. I just want to stay. I just want to retire, man. I envy retired people. But no, it's not going to be possible.
Yeah.
The way the economy is, man.
Just to run into the radio thing, dude. That's probably your best bet.
Yeah, you think?
Try to run it into a real-time job without a shitty morning show.
Yeah, that's going to happen. I'd probably be miserable with that, too. I'm such a miserable person. I'd be so miserable with that. I'd be like, oh, fuck this shit.
You have reached the Sprint UCS voicemail box of... 3-4.
No, but I give out his phone number. All right, so Milkman isn't answering.
3-4.
3-4. You got that much, everybody. You got 3-4. I got a love beer. So, I don't know. We got a lot of news to talk about, but I say we just get to the prank call since we have Recluid on the line already.
Yep.
Let me see if I don't know. You know what? I don't even have any numbers by now yet, sir.
Well, go to some news real quick. Get them mugs. I'll find some numbers while you're talking.
All right, you do that. Lonesome Losers is in the chat room also. Thank you, Lonesome, for hanging out. I'd like to say what's up to everybody on syndicateradio.tv. Rev's in there, Spike Mike. I'm in there. And Bubba C. Babad and Froggy. Where the fuck is everybody? Where are all the syndicators, man? Fuck. Fucking syndicators. That sucks. Apparently there's two chat rooms now. Great, that happened again. Don't you love it when that happens? It's beautiful. Damn it. And what else is going on here? We're on Justin.TV. I see our normal ruffians are in there. It's the video stream that I use for the Madhouse site, and it comes with its own chat room and a bunch of people. And there's a dude on there. There's this black dude who looks like a gorilla who does his own prank calls, but they're not that funny. Forgot his name.
Why are you saying this on the air?
I don't know why I'm saying it, but it's just not funny. I'm just being honest. The guy isn't funny.
You just lost a fan, you dumb fuck.
He's not a fan. He doesn't listen. He thinks he's too good for us. I've heard his pranks. They're, like, really dumb. I mean, they're worse than, I don't know, worse than Prank Masters. Remember how, God, he sucked.
Those are fucking horrible.
Prank Master, and he calls himself the Prank Master. Like, dude.
I thought that was like hilarious. Like,
yeah,
he's like the Prank Master. It's just like the dude couldn't even get like. I mean, anybody could make me laugh if they just had two things of sense in their fucking head. You know, they could make me laugh with a prank just by being a fucking asshole.
Right.
You know what I mean? But he couldn't even do that. Like, he was just.
No, it was unfunny. Everything he did just nothing ever, like, developed itself or anything like that. I don't understand. Like, he called me like, yo, do you have quiet cars there? I remember once he did some shit like that. So I'm going to blow up your cars. And I was like, you dumb shit. Yeah, you're going to do bomb threats on my show, you fucking
yeah,
asshole.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, stupid. Remember he said he's going to kill himself with deadly gas? We started calling him Gas Master all the time. He said some shit. I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna mix ammonia and Clorox. And I'm gonna kill myself or something like that. And we're like, okay, yeah, you do that, man. Dumbass. Whatever. Gas Master.
Loser. I'll tell you what though. I'll say one thing, right?
Yeah.
He's fugly, fat, deaf, and a pedophile. However, I tell you what. I bet that motherfucker could cook.
Oh, please. He got fired from a cruise ship because he served something wrong.
Oh, did he?
And somebody got sick. He was working on some cruise ship.
Are you serious?
And I think he was supposed to make, like, the easiest thing. He was telling KDK this once. He's like, yo, they fired me. Because he made it raw, and someone got sick over it. I don't know what it was. And then he ended up, like, he was fired, but he was stuck on the boat still for, like, another 4 days because he was out at sea.
Yeah, like, you can't just leave. He's on the boat. What happened?
So, I don't know. I guess he was explaining, like, they kind of, like, they locked him in his room or, like, not in the brig, but, like, he was allowed to stay in his quarters, but he didn't have any normal clothes, and he couldn't go out in his uniform, so he couldn't leave his little quarters for, like, 4 days.
That's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, that's fucked up. And they weren't going to let him, like, go around the cruise ship like it was on a vacation when they just got him fired, you know? That's pretty bad, though. Yeah, fuck that guy.
I mean, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
All I have to say is this. I mean, I don't know. I guess I guess I was going with that horrible thing that said, you know, that fat people can cook or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, forget it. But
well, they say the skinny chef probably sucks because why is he skinny?
Well, because you figure Pratt, all he does is eat all the time. You figure, well, you know, it might be good. No, he's a fucking moron. He can't even do that right. Okay.
All right.
Well, anyways, I'm about to Yahoo messages. I just feel like calling Toll House Cafes.
Toll House Cafe. That's right. You still got those numbers?
I don't still got them, but I got this damn site.
Here's something. You do that. Nunu's coming in with a taxi company in the UK. They had to take some Earl, whatever.
Yeah.
They had to take some Earl's daughter to the Chelsea football game 70 miles south, ended up going to some village 200 miles the wrong way, which had the same name as the football stadium. So she was supposed to go to some, like a stadium for a soccer game, and ended up taking her 200 miles away to some weird village for no reason, apparently. Maybe Reclute can call us Lord Reclute. And they're called Mayfair Taxis in Northampton, UK. So we got that number here.
That just, like, totally confused the fuck out of me.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to think of how to, like, have an angle. I'm going to be calling up. They're going to be like, well, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, well, you know, my daughter.
My daughter, you bastard.
You know, what's that football team called?
Yeah.
I mean football.
Yeah, dude, though. We call it soccer here. Yeah,
somebody
could
send me, like, a summary.
Yeah,
could send me a summary. I might attempt that call. Otherwise, I'm going to try to figure out what the fuck I'm going to say to him.
Nunu, send some more information directly to Reclude, and then if you do that, then we'll be able to make the connection, you know? Update Reclude. You're in the chat. We're in the chat, so chat it up. And a quick what's up to everybody in the chat room. I see Bad Boys of Iowa. Bonefuck is just hanging out. Brandon Vegas, of course, is on the line with us. Ellie Fall, Hollywood Vanja, or Vanya. That guy's got it. Have you heard his voices, man? That kid can, like, he's a pretty good pranker, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you should. He's posted some stuff in the forums, which everyone should go to, madhouselive.com. So you got the forums.
Dude, come on. It's Nestle Toll House time.
All right, let's do it.
All I gotta say, here's one.
Okay.
Oh. These are all in Vegas. They're like 3 hours, right?
Where are they at again?
Vegas.
Vegas?
Is that 3 hours back?
Well, you're in Central, right?
See, I'm in Ohio.
You're in Ohio.
I was trying to think if it's before, like, don't they usually close up, like, 9 o'clock or so? Well, then again, Vegas fucking stays up.
Well, it's 7:22 in Vegas right now. Should be West Coast still. I think. It's either 7:30 or 8:30 almost.
Okay. Well, here's two in Vegas.
All right.
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm like,
7:30 confirmation. That's right. Yeah, Brandon Vegas is in Vegas. You told him. He just looked at the clock. All right.
Oh, well, shit.
Bullshit. There it is.
There you go. Let's do it. Let's
Where'd you send it to? The Yahoo? I'm looking at the Yahoo. I don't see shit here.
Oh, no. It's on, Madhouse PCU Radio, right?
Yeah, that's the old, ancient,
that's the old one. Okay.
Well, no, that's still working. Maybe I'm not signed in on it. I don't know. What the fuck? Yahoo doesn't work for me sometimes. I don't know. send it to me in the IRC because it didn't come through. Bullshit. All right. Anyway, so just hang on, folks. We're going to be calling the Nestle Toll House Cafe.
You got it.
What did we do to them last time? What was that about?
Oh, it was the Richie Randall.
Okay, those are the Richie Randall's. That was good. That was good.
I'm going to try. I don't know. Maybe I'm just... I don't know. I'm going to try, like, the same thing. Just to see if I can push a little bit farther, maybe it'd be a little bit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what would happen if that character turned into, like, more of an asshole?
Richie Randall, if he just started getting, like, all aggravated and angry?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's my goal.
That'd be kind of scary. Like, yeah, that'd be kind of
like,
scary.
You know what I'm saying? Just to keep on pressing them. Like, I called up, dude, I have a bunch of calls, like, locally.
All right. Okay, this is the 469 area code number, right? I'm looking at the right one.
Wedge?
The Nestle Toll House Cafe should be Frisco, Texas. That's the one from 2 weeks ago.
I got some from Vegas I just sent you.
You got it. And that's still not coming through. That's what the hell? Send it to, shit. Hang on, let me look. Send it to, you don't have me on there either. See, my Yahoo.
IRC.
Yeah, I just IRC it because, yeah, my Yahoo. Look, I have, like, nobody on Yahoo. Something's up with Yahoo on my end.
Can I just post it in the fucking chat room?
Just post it. Who cares? I don't care.
No,
well, yeah, because the kids will call, like Hollywood. He's like 5.
Okay, so Madhouse. Okay, Carly. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I need it. phone.
We can't get this right.
This is, all right, real quick, this is dead air, but we're going to, okay, give us like 10 seconds.
No, that's fine, we're playing music, it's all right, man.
Are we?
Good.
Yeah,
we're good. People are listening to something.
All right, so yeah, so what else has been up with you?
Nothing really. Look, let me, okay, here we go. All right, 702, right? Okay, cool. All
yeah,
right.
Let me get the other one here while I'm at it.
Send that, I'll dial the first one while you're at that. All right, hang on, folks. Here comes the first call tonight with Reclude.
Aww.
Oh, that sucks. All right, we'll try the other one. You see, those are good numbers, right? You look. You,
what, are they going out of business?
I don't know, maybe. All right, hang on, let's try the other one. I need your back.
Hello, Mrs. O'House.
Yeah, how you doing? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah? How you guys doing? Yes. Yes. What time are you guys open till tonight?
The time
we
close?
Yeah.
We close at 9.
Okay, listen. I'm getting married tonight. So I want to know if I can bring my wife over. We can have a special cookie time. Special cookie and milk time for me and her.
Okay, do you want a cookie cake?
Yeah, well, we got some silver, you know what I'm saying, some sterling silver, and basically we would like to have a little ceremony. You guys got, like, a couple of tables we can push together?
Some tables?
Yeah, and I got a candlestick holder and a candle, and I was going to put the candle on one of the tables and light it, and then we'll have the cookie. Like, how big do you make them cookies?
Of course, like, the smaller cookies or the big ones? The big ones?
Yeah. The ones, the big ones.
The big ones, they'll take about, like, an hour and 30 minutes to make.
Oh my God. Could you start making it now?
Sure,
or maybe I can stop by and pay it, and then, because we're getting married at one of them chapels tonight.
Uh-huh.
So what I was going to do is maybe, you know what I'm saying, if you could give us a nice little ceremony, and you know what I mean, and could you tell me, like basically, could you just go down a list of ingredients as far as what you put in, like your cookies? I mean, because I'm allergic to a couple of things. You guys got yellow number 5 in there?
Yellow number 5,
Yeah, what
sure.
About, like, baking soda?
You can talk to my boss, and she'll let me know.
Yeah, go. Could you get her real quick, please?
Yes, hold on just 2 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you for the
calling
us into the house. You
want to
know the ingredients?
Just a couple, because I just want to make sure yellow number 5s, and I know you got nuts in it. I can eat nuts, and I can eat milk. Pretty much, do you guys put a lot of cinnamon in there?
And
yellow.
Snickerdoodle?
Okay, just any of is this a manager?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me explain it to you as well. Basically, what's going to happen is me and my fiancé, Francine, we are getting married tonight, and after the wedding, you know what I'm saying, we're about to get married real quick at the chapel. And then I was thinking down there, we got some silver platters. We just want to have a nice little romantic dessert. You know, like a big cookie and, like a candle. We got a candle and a candlestick. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to know if maybe we got a tablecloth we could put over there and push a couple of tables together, you know what I'm saying? And just, we can bring people bring us out the milk and maybe we'll give you the tray and you bring us out a cookie on it.
Okay.
Okay, you think so? I mean,
yeah,
you know.
We do have cookies without nuts, like the sugar cookie. That doesn't
yeah,
have
but
nuts.
What about the ceremony?
I'm sorry?
What about the ceremony? Like, that's what we're looking for, just have a little, we're going to have a couple people. It would be like a rehearsal dinner, but it's already past the wedding. It's kind of, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like a little gathering, but like kind of romantic, you know what I mean? And we just push some tables together.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, we'll pay extra, we got roses, and just, we got a candle, and then a candlestick, and the candlestick is silver.
Where did you want to have the ceremony?
Just right by your cafe, right where the tables are at.
Oh, you
want to
do that tonight?
Yeah, just real quick. I mean, it's not going to take a long time, but we'll pay extra. I mean, we'll be out of there by 9 o'clock, you know what I mean? Maybe 9:15,
right.
We'll pay extra. And it's just, you know what I mean? I mean, we'll pay whatever you need to do because we're pretty loaded. So, basically, yeah, if we can get that done, that would be great.
We don't own the tables out there. That's the mall. They close at 9.
So okay, so why you, I mean, what's the problem?
With what?
I don't understand the problem.
There's no problem. So, problem with what?
Are you the manager?
Yes.
So, listen, I have a dream. I want to come to Vegas and just have a good time, you know, and me and my fiance just like the cookies, kind of. So that's what we're trying to do, trying to make it kind of fun but romantic. And, you know, I just don't want anything to get in the way of that. So.
Yes, well, we do have tables out front. You guys are.
Okay, could you just take a couple of those to the side, please? And just. Because we'll pay. We'll just get up a price. You'll pay like $20 an hour.
You know,
and
you
then,
we don't own those tables, so...
Yeah, but just, you know, just put one to the side. If you'll put... How many tables are there out there?
We can't put those to the side because we don't own those. But
okay, well, it doesn't matter, but you guys have a... You pay rent in the mall, right? You guys... Where are you guys at again? Guys in the mall, right?
And we're in the Meadows Mall.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's... So I don't understand. Is there that many people there? You couldn't go over there and just grab a couple tables and you say, "Hey, you know, we're part of the, we sell food, so we gotta, you know, have the customers. You know, we gotta help the customers."
Yeah. There's tables there. If you want a table, sir, there'll be tables available.
Okay. So, how many are there? Cause you can put to the side. And my mother-in-law is gonna be down there, kind of just setting some stuff up. If you can help her a little bit. If you can please put those tables to the side, and then we'll pay extra, whatever we gotta pay, because, you know, this is a special day, everything's sacred, huh?
I can move the chairs where no one can sit there, but I can't really move the tables.
Okay, so but you can move the
chairs. I can move, like, two chairs, but I can't, we can't really touch the tables because they're not our tables.
Okay, no, I understand that, but maybe if you put, like, a cookie on it. I just put one of your napkins or something on, then you can say, "Hey, this is ours." You know, nobody's going to say anything.
Okay, I will go ahead and...
Can I go ahead and give you, like, a credit card number so I can get this all worked up?
I can't charge you for the tables.
No, I'm not going to buy the tables. I'm just talking about for the, you know, saying the milk and the cookies and all that. You know.
What kind of cookies did you want?
I just want the biggest ones, that shape like a heart. You know what I mean? Just you know, make your heart melt. Those kind of cookies.
You want the heart shaped cookies?
Yeah.
You want that the sugar cookie, the plain sugar cookie?
Yeah. No. Wait. What are you talking about?
What kind of cookie did you want?
Okay. Yeah. We want to go old fashioned chocolate chip. You know, just like all the kids have. Yeah. And. You guys got any glasses for the milk, or what do you put them in?
You have cups.
You have cups, okay. So I'm going to be bringing my own glasses. Hopefully she got them for the ceremony. Okay, and listen, is there any way you can just, like, is there any way you can just stop serving people when we're eating a cookie? So, you know what I'm saying, we don't got a lot of traffic over there.
I can't do anything about the tables, sir. If you want the tables, you need to call customer service or mall management and have them reserve the tables for them for you.
Okay. Are they open right now?
I think customer service is open.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. How about this? Can you just, like, close down the shop about half an hour early, like at 8:30? And
no,
then,
I don't
do that. Yeah, and then basically we'll just be the only ones there, but we'll pay, like, if there's a bunch of customers, we'll pay, like, $100.
No, we can't close the
You know what I mean? Just really. You can pretend. You can ring it up every few minutes. Pretend there's somebody
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we can't close our store any early. But
yeah, but
there
it's
all
right. It's a special day. It's a special day. I mean, there's nothing wrong. Everybody understand, you know. I mean, if your boss, they heard it, and you say, hey, you know, these couple, they're just nice guys, you know, they just want to get married, has, you know, they understand. So you can go ahead and do that. That's cool. Hello?
Right.
Okay.
So what kind of cookie did you want us to
so
have
So what's your name again?
My name's Tiffany.
Okay, why are you giving me such a hard time, Tiffany? I'm just trying, I'm a nice guy.
I'm not giving you a hard time. I'm just saying I can't reserve the tables for you, and we can't close our store any early. But if you want a cookie cake, I'll be happy to make a cookie cake for you.
Just go ahead and make that, you know. And you know what, we need it this time, because I don't appreciate, you know, we're just trying to get small little things. And, I mean, you know, I don't understand why there's such a hassle with this. You know what I mean? I mean, we're willing to pay, you know. Money's no object. We want a lot of money on these slots over here, so we can pay a little bit of money.
Right, no, I understand that. I'm saying I can't charge you for the tables because we don't own the table.
No, that's not what I'm paying for the cookies and the milks and the service, you know, and just maybe a couple extra dollars in the side. Maybe everybody goes takes a cookie break. And then we'll shut the place down just a little bit, you know. I mean, we can, you know.
I'm not too sure if we can help you. We could do the cookie cake for you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fine, but we close at 9.
Okay.
There are tables here if you want to use them.
Could you please talk to my father-in-law? Because this is going nowhere. Hold on a second, okay? Hold on a second. Let me get Ralphie on here.
Ralphie!
Ralphie, pick up.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, Ralphie, go ahead.
Who you got me on the line with? Hello, what's going on here? Hello, ma'am. Does someone want to speak to Ralphie?
Somebody's not working. I don't know what's going on. They're just trying to ruin my evening. Somebody's trying to ruin my evening.
They're not saying anything. What's going on?
Hang up on that fucking bitch.
Yes, sir.
It went all over the place and then some, man. That was
that was a horrible prank.
Nah, that was kind of cool. It started off really good.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to get... I don't know. It's just not a good candidate for... pranking. She was too nice.
Nah, she's too sweet. Yeah, she seemed really just trying to be really, I don't know, not political.
Like, maybe that's like not the place that dickheads work at.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you're making cookies. I guess it isn't really that type of place.
Alright, we need to fuck it. This other one needs to be, alright. So
yeah, that's a nice
one. Alright, Nunu, time for a UK tag. Fuck it.
He's always asking for UK shit.
I got the page up here with the news and all that shit. All
right. Hey, here's the deal. Milkman is... And let me get Milkman on the other line here. You're going to be able to hear him. He won't hear you. But he's at a 7-Eleven with a crazy Indian lady. And he's going to send me the phone. He said he was going to text me the number. He never did. So I don't understand why he didn't do that. But he's going to take video of the woman as we prank call her, he says.
Oh, there we go.
That's what we're talking about. So let me get Milkman on here.
Let's get this shit down. This is going to be hilarious.
Putting on speaker on the bat phone. I'm not sure if you can hear that, but...
The bat phone.
Nothing. Recluse is on the line. He's going to do the prank with us. You're going to take video of this crazy Indian lady?
It's an Indian guy.
It's an Indian guy. You haven't sent me the number yet, though, man.
You're supposed to text me, ding dong, and I was not calling you.
Alright, well, I'm going to put the stream on mute, and you read it. Do you have it on you right now? Do you have the phone number?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Reckless, gonna do the prank?
Yeah, right, Reckless, you gonna do the prank?
No.
Are you doing it?
He says, sure. So where are you? Are you there now, or where are you at exactly? Tell me, when do I know if it's okay for you to call? Because you got to take video, so.
All
right, so we can stand, we can keep you on the line then?
Yeah, I can stay on the phone and then video the other one.
Okay, but you're not going to be able to hear the call is the problem. If you call the studio and then I call Reclude, but then you have to do the call. Reclude, you can do a call, right? You can dial a number?
Fuck, not out of here.
Not out of there, see?
It's a bitch. I mean.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Why don't this? I mean, just for the hell of it. Fucking, well, here's one idea. You can sit there and be like, all right, so you can just, what we can do is you give him the number. Like, Milkman gives you the number, like, right now, right? Because he's not there yet, right?
No, he's not there yet.
Okay, so here's the best thing, right? What you do is have Milkman text you as soon as he gets to the place, right?
Right.
We got the number already. Have him give you a text when he's at the place, and then you text him back, start filming.
Okay.
And then, boom, and then he starts filming, and then we'll just, you know.
All right, well. He's got a separate phone. He's got a second phone. He's going to film it with one videotape with one phone, and stay on the line with the other. Milkman, how far away? When are you going to be there? You haven't answered my question yet.
Oh shit!
All right, tell you what. Why don't you call back this number here, the cell phone? Call that back when you're there. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to be on the line while we do it. We'll tell you, okay, Reclude's that calling now, and you'll hear it, and then you can go ahead.
I'll get the story on the phone, and then before you end it, and let me know, and then I will make sure I roll the film for you, but
okay.
All right,
so do you have... All right, so give me the phone number now. I'm going to put you on mute, and you give me the phone number now so I can write it down so it's ready.
All
right, hang on, Reclude. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to have to put you on mute because everyone will hear it. Mr. California, what the hell's that? All right, you're off of me, so don't get the number out again. God, Milkman, it takes like an hour to get a phone number from you, man. All right, so look. All right, Milkman, call back this number when you are there, okay?
Yeah.
All right, cool. And hurry up. All right, bye. All right, bye. All right, jeez. That's damaged.
All right, so let's... I'll tell you what. You know what we need to do?
All right.
We need to just start fucking, just making a ton of fucking pranks.
All right, yeah. Well, we're going to do this
start
video.
Start busting it out, fucking just some violent fucking pranks. Some real hardcore edgy. A lot of people are going to be hanging up, but a lot of people we're going to get some good pissed off reactions from.
Right, right. Well, here's a funny one. Lonesome Loser sent in a number for one of my favorite restaurants.
Oh, where?
Wackadoo's Grub Brew at UCF, which is my school. That's the pub that's there inside the university in the student union. He sent the number, home of the Fat Ass Burgers. They got some big burgers there, and they have their own brew of UCF golden beer. It's the beer sucks, but the burgers are good. That's awesome. He sent in the number for Wackadoo's. That's what it's called. It's called Wackadoo's, man.
Are the girls sluts? Is there anything bad happening?
Yeah, the girls there are pretty slutty, from what I understand.
Is there anything really bad that's happened there? We should call, like, the Virginia Tech or wherever the latest disaster happens. That's where we need to call.
Nothing like that. No, nothing bad like that. Not at UCF. No, nothing really happens there. Just too many students. It's always crowded and cramped and shit. I mean...
Who's the rival? Do they have any rivals or anything?
Really, no. It's not a big football school. They got a team. I mean, the rivals are like USF. That's the team in Tampa, or like the Gators or the Seminoles are rivals too. But like this school, like at UCF, like I'll go there to class, and people go and with like you know FSU shirts and stuff like that, like Seminoles and Gators and Miami. And stuff like they go to one school, but they wear like all the stuff for other schools in the state of Florida. It's not a serious sports school, I guess. I don't know. Let's pass on that. That's too close to home.
Come on.
I'm copy pasting here. There's one called Poof Films. That's got to be like gay porn right there, dude. You see, I don't know if you heard that. Poof Films. That sounds really
Poof
good.
Films.
POOF Films.
All right. That sounds good.
Let's all right, here. Look. There you go. There's the list. So,
on where? Let's see here. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Disturbing the Peace.
Disturbing the Peace. 24-hour towing service. There you go. That's in L.A.
I'll call specific places and say, okay, great, great, great. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see here. Oh, fucking A. That's a lot of numbers.
Yeah.
Right, so where was the one who was Poof Films?
That's the top one. That's the first one right there.
The guy answered at 9:42.
That was a guy answered about an hour ago.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
All right, cool. Ontario, California. Poof Films, everybody. Stand by. Next prank's coming up.
Thank you for calling Poof Films. Please leave your name.
Leaving a message?
Yeah.
All right.
How you doing? This is Larry Flint. And I want to get into some gay porn, and I heard you guys were the guys. We also want choreography with it.
All right, hang on, let me clear that. All right, Milkman's there.
God-awful. He's already there.
Milkman's on site. You ready?
Yeah.
It's a crazy Indian guy. Dude, why do you call? I told you you call. I'm an exit away. Hang on. I'm in line at the toll plaza right now. Hang on. I gotta find a quarter. shit. All right. We'll keep Milkman on here. Milkman, yell at me when you're ready, okay? I'm going to keep you on speakerphone.
I'm there now.
Are you there now?
Yes.
Are you ready to film?
I'm on.
All right. God, Milkman. Crazy bastard. I love Milkman. Though, but Jesus Christ, sometimes. All right, so tell me when you're ready for action.
You know what we should do, Carlito?
What's that?
We should, like, just say there's a guy filming you with a cell phone cam. He's a fucking pedophile.
There's a pedophile in there with a cell phone cam. He's been filming your ass.
My buddy wants to come in there and suck your dick. He's got a cell phone cam on there.
That guy's a dangerous man.
He's recording you to jack off to later.
He's a Samoan. Milkman, you look Samoan, don't you? You look Samoan, don't you? You get that a lot?
Oh, no, I'm black.
Yeah, you're black.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, your brother's black, the one you left in the bathroom, yeah. Are you ready? Jesus. Where are you now? You said you were there and you saw him. I'm finding a parking spot in the garage right now.
Oh, my God.
Hang on, I gotta get my parking ticket validated. Jesus.
Is your cell phone charged?
It's not, actually. It's gonna go out. I know it. He's covering it up or something. All right, hang on, Reclute. Hang on, Milkman. I'll let you know when the press... Are you ready to record? Okay, I'll let you know when to record. Hang on, Reclute. Oh, he's got the music up, he says. Great. All right, awesome.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, turn down the music. Who? You've got to turn down the music. I cannot even buy cigarettes from you.
He fucking hung up already.
All right, again.
What, hang on, Milkman. What's he doing, Milkman? What's he doing?
He's checking the customer. He's another customer there right now.
All right, tell me, is the customer going to be along? What's it look like?
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call, please enter your destination.
All right, we'll call again. Hang on, Rex.
Followed by the pound sign.
All right. Should be ringing again.
7-Eleven, may I help you?
Who the hell are you? Hang up on me. Who the hell are you? You son of a bitch. You turn your music down now.
I did already.
Okay, well, I'm coming down in 10 minutes. And we are going to have a problem.
Okay.
I'm going to wash your mustache. Out with soap. What? Hello? Hello? Motherfucker, put it off the hook.
What do you do?
To place a call, press
what?
1. To listen to your recorded calls.
What did he do with the phone? What did he do? Did he leave it off the hook? I think Milkman's being arrested now.
What?
The guy's going to cut his hand off for stealing.
Oh.
That's funny.
No, man, I like this one here. They got a nice one. It's got buttons on it.
What are you talking about? All right, Milkman, just call when you get home, man.
What happened?
I don't know. He's not even talking to me. He's talking about buttons. Milkman! Alright, I think the guy's looking at him and he's trying to make a fake conversation.
This is like such a fucking fail.
Oh my God. Well, we tried. That was for Milkman.
Call him again. Call him again.
Call him again and tell him to ask if there's a Samoan gentleman in there. Alright, let's do that. Alright.
Hello.
Hello, I put a rock through your window. You turned on the music.
The music off, my friend.
I put a rock in your face.
Why?
Because you play the music and dance around so much, and my daughter, she is disgraced. You have cursed her.
Oh, no, my friend.
We put a rock in your window, and we say, stop the music, or we call the police.
Call to police for what?
Because you play the music and dance around and my daughter come in there and you sell her cigarettes.
What cigarettes?
You sell my daughter cigarettes. She is only 17.
No.
Yes. I have the receipt to prove it.
Yeah.
We call the police on you right now. We put a rock to your window.
Okay, call to police.
The police to come and get you and take you back to somewhere.
We have a movie racket, okay?
What's that? Hello? Hello?
That guy's just weird. I don't know about that, dude. He's not getting angry or anything.
One more time.
All right. Maybe this will be the one. Tell him about the Samoan guy. No, we don't want to get Milkman in trouble. Imagine.
You know how hilarious that would be?
Yeah. There's one guy in your store. His fucking cell phone.
We can do the voice. You want to do the deeper voice change? It sounds like a black guy when you call in. I've been doing that lately. I can change the voice.
Deeper voice change.
You want to do the deep voice?
Okay. Yeah, why not?
All right, cool. Hang on, everybody.
Just talk in a normal voice, or how am I supposed to talk?
I talk like a redneck, and it sounds like a greasy black guy from Alabama.
All right, let's try.
You'll see. I'll replay it later on when we're done, and you'll see what I mean. All right, let's do that. Hang on, folks.
Who you think I am?
Hello.
Hey. How you doing, brother?
Yes.
Listen, I'm going to send my nephew down. He's going to get some liquor 40, and I want you not to ID him.
Okay.
Don't look at the ID, okay?
You can hear Milkman.
Okay, my friend. Bye.
Okay, so how... you called everybody?
What a bitch, that guy. I could hear Milkman talking in the background. I think the cops.
Yeah, I could too.
You think it's the cops talking to him, asking, "What are you doing in here with two phones? Two phones. What are you doing in here?"
All right, let's call back one more time.
All right, one more time.
Keep on calling. I just want to, like, this guy maybe has a breaking point.
Let's do one call somewhere else, and then we'll call him back.
Let's give him
a breather. From those numbers you saw there, there's a bunch of them.
Okay, let me look back at it.
Let me know what you're interested in.
There was one. What the fuck was the one that looked
What's Milkman like talking about over there? He's like, blah, 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 blah. He's through the background.
He's like, yeah, I was looking at them buns right there.
Although that one's got buns over there. Was that buns over there?
I think
there?
He did get caught because, like, he looked really suspicious. He's like,
probably. He's just standing around, probably the only guy in there. Holding some phone
like with a cell phone cam. That's fucking hilarious.
With like a phone in each hand, basically, because he's got one on his ear and he's got the other one that he's recording with. Oh shit.
Yeah. Okay. Let me do this real quick. Here's what I want you to. I want you to call, because I want to call like a towing service and I want to try to get, like, I want to try to get somebody in Englewood.
Okay, Englewood.
Yeah.
Always up to no good.
Let me see here. Yeah, you can go ahead and call, like, maybe the adult video one or some shit.
All right, so the adult video. Notorious.
I'm trying to get somebody towed.
All right, this is Notorious Adult Video in Longview, Texas. And here we go.
Notorious Adult Video. Hey, how you doing there, buddy? Hello?
Yeah?
Hey, you need to speak up, buddy. Can't hard to hear you. I'm doing pretty well. What's that? All right, listen, let's get past the small talk here. I heard y'all had one of them glory holes. Is that true? I heard you had the juiciest glory hole west of the Mississippi in there. Hello? Hello, hey, buddy. Why, you son of a bitch.
Oh, fuck, I'm back.
Milkman's back on record. He says, okay, what happened, Larry? Milkman, sorry, I don't know where I got that name from. What happened exactly? We heard you talking, and all of a sudden you started talking about buttons.
Yeah, because I feel like I was shopping for hats.
So you're holding two cell phones shopping for hats. And you're in this store by yourself. Okay, that makes perfect sense, Milkman.
Shopping for hats.
We were buying a hat, and I put it on, right? And I hold the phone up to my head, and I pop it, and I hear the phone in my hand, kind of like I'm looking at myself. It's really funny. The guy that's trying to film me, he keeps watching me like, what the fuck is this guy got two phones up for?
Oh, man. You're fucking nuts, dude.
That was a big fail.
Yeah, man, it was pretty funny. He did get bummed out, man.
Yeah, he did. All right, cool. We're going to call him one more time. We just did another call temporarily. We thought we'd give him a breather and check in with you, because we heard you talking. I thought it sounded like you were talking to a cop, like, you know, someone had busted in on you or something like that for suspicious behavior.
Well, he just looked at me because I wouldn't know why I was calling. I had to be like, why am I on the phone with two phones? Because the phone's two phones.
normal. It's normal behavior from you, but you know, people who don't know you don't know that, Milkman. I'm busy here trying to find. I'm gonna lose you because the battery is gonna die in the cell. How soon can you be at your house, man? I don't know. We're going to be on for like another hour or so, dude. We'll take a break in a little bit, and we're going to be on for like another hour. We're going to do some calls tonight, man. All right, cool. Let me know when you're at home, then.
Wait a minute. Get ready to check across the mountain. Calm and bound men here.
Okay.
And eating and drilling on my head in the mirror.
All right, well, good. I'm glad you got yourself a hat out of the whole deal. All right, man? You gotta get a picture of that hat. All right, man. Talk to me later. Well, no, just I'll give you a call when if Reklu gets off here soon. If not, then just hurry up and get on the satellite thing, man.
Call him or not? Cause I have to call him. I'm gonna take off. I'm looking at him now. He's got one customer. He's ready to leave now.
All right, Reklu, do you want to call him again?
Fuck it, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. I got the phone plugged in, so no problem. All right, hang on, Milkman, and hang on, Reklu. We're going to call. He better start getting funny, dude, because he's kind of dry like toast.
Telling you. It's not what I was expecting.
What took you so long, buddy? Hello. What the hell is that shit?
He's tracing us.
Oh, shit.
I've turned on my tracing machine.
All right, let me clear this. He turned on his fax machine. Milkman, come home, Milkman. All right. We'll talk to you at home. Hurry up, Milkman. 10-4.
Bye. He was like a hippie, dude.
Milkman's just real relaxed.
He's angry at nothing.
Yeah, he's like, well, all right, Myron. Whatever. Whatever you say, Myron. Let me turn
on. That was funny, though, I guess.
My headphones. He's like, oh, let me turn on my fax machine. Maybe you'll like that. Dumbass.
Wow, that guy's actually halfway smart.
Yeah. All right, everybody who's listening to us right now, if you want to do us a favor, make sure that you're watching us on video, whether it be on syndicateradio.tv, or if you're, or you can also go to justin.tv and check out our room there as well. We would appreciate that. Help us, you know, you can actually view us, or you can see the video stream as well from Syndicate at the website madhouselive.com. In the chat video section, look at the button on the top, the orange video chat. Click that, and you'll be able to see us in video and join all the peeps in the Syndicate Radio Room. Thank you again, Syndicate, for having us on. Right, Reklude? All right.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's do the... I tell you what, we do one more, and I can fuck off here.
All right, yeah.
Because today has been interesting. It's not anybody's fault.
It's just, dude, you know what? I was, you know, it does some nights. It's just hard to do this shit, dude.
It's difficult, yeah.
Yeah, some nights,
a lot of my pranks are just bullshit, just because nothing happens.
They just develop into this thing. It depends on who we're calling. We can't control it, guys, all right? But it's still been a good night. It's not a bad night. We haven't had bad prank calls. We just haven't had super prank calls. The first one was good, though. Richie Randall is like a great thing. I got to get those to you, dude. I'm sorry. I know you've been looking for them all week. I'll get them to you. I promise. It's been busy.
You're busy. Yeah.
We got Homo Comics in New York. That's funny. That just came in.
Well, they're probably closed now.
Oh, no. They just got confirmed, actually.
Really? Okay. Well, two more then. We'll do Disturbing the Peace in Los Angeles, California.
Right. And then we'll do Homo.
I'm
going
to try to get all these shuttle buses towed from this one place.
Just shuttle buses, okay.
Because I used to work there, and they fucking... I got canned because I went out with this Chinese broad that was fucking gorgeous and took her to the beach and shit. And nice. I just, like, left work early.
You know, that's the only race of woman that I have not conquered yet is Asian.
Really?
I've been with black girls, white girls, Hispanic girls, European girls... I've been with a Middle Eastern girl. She was Egyptian. And she wasn't, like, practicing Muslim or nothing like that. She was actually a Christian. It was really weird.
But, yeah, Asian is the only one that I haven't hooked up with. And
Asian's
I guess I won't.
Good.
Now I'm engaged, so I guess I'm stuck with it now. You're going to make it out to the big final show in Philly in May of 2009?
Who?
We're going to have a big final. It's going to be my bachelor party / big show that Zolar and Lego and Milkman and everyone else from the show from a long time ago is going to come. It's going to be the last Madhouse show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're renting out a conference room in a hotel in downtown Philly, and we're all going to get together. We're going to have some kegs and some alcohol, and we're going to be hanging out on video doing live prank calls one last time for the end of the Madhouse. Not this May, but the next one at the end of the end of May, like the last Thursday or last Friday in May it's going to be.
Oh, shit.
So if you can make it.
Yeah, dude, I'll definitely, me. I mean, that sounds feasible.
Yeah,
I'll do it, whatever it takes.
Cool.
You know?
And you can crash the wedding. You can stay the next day the wedding's going to happen. We're going to get you invited. But, yeah, it's going to be a big thing, man, trying to make it, Rick. All right.
I don't know. Let's make sure Milkman shows up there with the two cell phones.
Yeah, definitely. We got to see this in both fists. I can just see with these big fists and just like these cell phones barely creeping.
That's so retarded. Like it was like it sounded like an all right idea at first.
Yeah,
but then like the more it progressed, I'm like this is
the guy's just like, oh, okay. Yeah,
the guy's like really intelligent. He's like, okay, what are you talking about? What are you doing?
But I turned it down. He's like, okay. He's like all polite. I'm like, okay, whatever. All right. So the towing service called Disturbing the Peace in L.A. Imagine
that.
Why would they pick Disturbing the Peace? I don't understand. Isn't it a song by Ludacris or some shit like that? I think it is. Something
it probably
like
is. Watch, it's some ghetto motherfuckers.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah. We actually a repo man. All right, hang on, everybody. Living one?
Yeah.
All
right. Sorry, that mailbox is full.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry, please try again.
God damn it. Dude, there's this answer there, too.
Damn.
All right, we can do the homo comic.
Homo comics, let's do it.
Press 1.
All right.
To listen to your recorded call, press 2.
It's like 55512 star pound.
Gotham Comedy Club, can I help you?
Hi, what's the name of your place again? They call the right place.
Gotham Comedy Club.
Gotham Comedy Club. Well, that's a different one.
Yes.
So, is it possible, when are auditions?
Sorry?
When are auditions?
Auditions for what, sir?
Let's see, where are you working at again?
This is the Gotham Comedy Club.
The fucking Comedy Club, exactly. When are auditions?
For what, sir?
Oh, my God. All right, you have a comedy club there, right?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so you might have fucking auditions to get people on the stage, you think? What, are you new in town? Hello?
All right, I cut him off. What an asshole. I say we call him back.
What happened?
I don't know. He just sat there. Like I guess he just wanted to. He did the whole silent treatment thing where he just kind of sits there like. I send you the address. It's in New York, New York.
Yeah.
It's a 212 number. All right.
Homo comicus. Oh.
It's Homo comicus. Okay.
Oh.
I thought it was a comic book place at first.
Yeah, I thought it was Homo Comics.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
I was like, oh, great, there'll be some fags there with these, like, gay superheroes.
Yeah, like Sean Ward. Ooh, no, I'm kidding. Anyways, so Homo I'm kidding, Sean. We love you, Sean.
No, not gay, but just a wigger.
He's a wigger. Sean the wigger Ward. All right, so you want me to try it one more time, see if we get him to maybe react a little better, or we can do one other one here?
God damn it. I don't know. I'm fucking, dude. Tonight's been like fucking.
Ugh. Yeah.
But let's do one different place because I'm just I don't know. That guy's just everybody at the I don't know. Let's.
Everyone's real chill tonight. Them. No one's aggravated. I guess it's not a full moon or something's going on. I don't know.
What's that?
I don't know. Like no one's aggravated tonight. Everyone's just like chill.
I know. What is it? Fucking.
No.
What is it? Christmas Day or something?
I don't know.
Shit?
Yeah. Why is everybody chilling? Like.
All right.
Three
so
day weekend.
Let's see what the chat room people say.
All right. Well,
they have. Let's see. Here.
There's Woody's Ice House.
Woody's Ice House. What about that taxi? Nunu's talking about talking about a taxi for the Queen Mother.
I would need an international card.
Oh, fuck that. All right.
Yeah. Here's one. We got a prank request for a guy named Frank Garrett.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. He works for Duncan Construction. The man gives very funny reactions. I used to harass him on a daily basis. He comes up with the funniest shit to say back. Sounds funny as hell when he talks. If you want to listen to some of my pranks of this guy, and it gives me his YouTube. I'm mostly known for doing soundboard prank calls, and this guy needs to be pranked with a real person. The guy will get ticked off over anything. If you could please call him, that would be great. And I got his phone number here. The guy's name is, again, Frank Garrett. And he lives in Stillwell. And it's an 800 area code. Well, how the fuck is it a 1-800 area code?
Stillwell, where?
Stillwell. It doesn't say. He didn't even send me a complete phone number. Hang on. 1-800... Da-da-da. Okay, it's the number for the construction place that he's giving me. Okay, it's like their business number. I don't know. Is he going to answer it this time, dude?
Oh, maybe it's his phone. It's like his take-home.
It's like a toll-free number, though. I doubt it.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I would just say maybe, like, some people, when they work at shit like that, they give them, like, a cell phone number or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? True. That might be it, but I think it's worth a try. Fuck it.
Maybe
we
he's
have nothing
there.
Nothing else to lose.
All right, I got the *67 my number because Spooftel does not call toll-free numbers. I don't think, do they? No, I don't think he can.
Ah, fuck.
I'll just *67 it. Fuck it. This number's about to get disconnected anyway. I'm changing company, so they can trace.
Oh,
me
are you? Okay, I was gonna say, dude. I tried to prank a couple.
Yeah.
Like, people that, I don't know what it's called, like, alright, there's this music company called Sweetwater, right?
Okay.
And then I call there and start fucking with people.
Great.
And, I don't know, like, they called me right back. They called my ass right back.
Really?
Like, I was like, aw, shit.
But you were spoofing it or not?
No, it was a *67 at, like, an 800 number, and I was called up yelling at him, acting stupid shit.
Fuck.
They called, like, right back.
Yeah, those things, yeah, *67 doesn't work for shit on toll-free lines. They got a different system,
yeah.
The spoof card will, but I think spoof card, like, you actually can't. It won't call a toll-free line. I'll try it, whatever. It's worth a try, whatever. And if he gets it, he gets it. Big fucking deal anyway. All right, so you hang on, Reclude. This is the last call for Reclude here, so everyone enjoy it. Frank Garrett. After that, Milkman will be joining us, and we'll do more. I'll probably take a break after this. All right, hang on, folks. Here we are. With more.
It's
working. This is Frank.
Frank.
Let me look. Frank with a G. Frank Garrett with Duncan Construction. I'll text it to you now.
Yeah.
Hi, you have reached my voicemail. Please leave a message so that he can call you back. Thank you.
Shit.
You'll enjoy that. What the fuck? Shit. Awesome. Well put. All right, Reclude, it's just not going to happen, but hey, we had fun still. Dude, thanks for calling in, man.
God, what an interesting night.
Man, the first call was awesome. That's all we got to worry about. We set the bar early.
Set the bar.
Maybe, and we just...
What fucking bar?
We couldn't... I know, we don't have a bar
set
here.
Set the bar on the floor early.
Yeah, exactly, and then we just kind of stared at it with our dicks in our hands, like, oh, look at that.
All right, so let's do one more. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
One
all right.
More for the road. We can't go anywhere, but...
You tell me.
Lower.
Well, you got the numbers there. We did the adult video. That didn't work.
There's
the ice house. You want to try that Woody's Ice House?
Woody's Ice House. Where the hell is that at?
Houston.
Did we call that last time?
I don't know. Did we?
Wow. Anchorage, Alaska. Ever we called there?
No, but it's I'm sure I have. I've called everywhere, but it's really early there still. Right over there in Anchorage, it's probably only like 7 p.m.
Said it answered at. Let's call. It says guy answered at 10:11.
I can't find it. Which one is it? What's the name of the spot?
Max's Beefy Burgers.
Max's Beefy... Okay, there we go. Anchorage. Okay, gotcha. Northern Lights Boulevard. Fuck. That's like super-ass north. You know what I mean? They see the Northern Lights. God, it's probably like dark there for like 3 months at a time and all that shit.
That's got to be one of the worst places.
Yeah, my cousin was stationed like super-ass North Alaska. He said like it would get dark and like...
it would get like the sun would go down and wouldn't come back up for like a month and a half or something like that. It was really creepy.
Oh my god, it's like, yeah, it's like fucking, jeez.
Yeah,
that would be kind of creepy.
Yeah, he was in the Air Force, what it was. I think he was doing something with NORAD. He's like in a NORAD base or a radar base, like an early warning base or something.
Yeah, I was in the Air Force. I didn't do shit.
Yeah. Yeah, then it happens. Whatever. Okay.
It was great.
Yeah, well, still, you had fun, right? All right, cool. All right, so here comes Max's Beefy Burgers. Here's the song.
Thank everybody who's still listening to us. You're listening to Madhouse Radio. We are live. We're here. Recluse on the line doing another prank call. In a little bit, I'll be taking over again. I'll be doing some pranks a little later. We're going to take a break probably soon right after this call. Again, as I said, Milkman's going to be joining us. We have your prank request here to take. As long as whatever, make sure you can reach us here at Madhouse Radio if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Again, that's Madhouse Radio. MSN Messenger's madhouse@live.com. madhouse@live.com. For AOL Instant, MSN Messenger, that is, rather. And be sure to visit the website, madhouselive.com, where you can check out our podcast, check out our forums. We have exclusive prank calls that are available there, and nowhere else, for that matter. And we have fun. Here comes Recluse again.
All right, here we go.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? You guys do takeout?
Yes.
Excuse me, what kind of special you got tonight?
We don't have any special.
Don't have any specials? Well, you got one of them big ones, like a monster-sized burger?
Pretty much the same size. You get single or double.
Okay, listen. Well, I got a son that wants to order. He's kind of slow, like mental a little bit, but he likes to order himself, you know what I'm saying? Makes him feel like a big boy. Do you mind if he places order? Is it okay if he places order with you? What's that? No, my boy, he wants to place an order. He's just kind of slow. He's hard to speak.
Okay, and he's going to come down here?
No, I'm going to put him on the phone right now and make a to-go order.
Oh.
Is that all right? I'm going to put him on the phone right now. We're going to order. What's that?
No, on the phone, I really want you to place the order because it's much faster. This is the only line, and I'm receiving a phone call. Like every minute.
Yeah, but the thing is, we're going to write down order. Let me get him on the line real quick. He's a good boy. His name is Richie. Okay, hold on a second.
All right.
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello, I want to order the hamburgers.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, regular.
Yeah, I want to order hamburgers.
Regular hamburger, right?
Yes, like a big hamburgers. Yeah.
Okay,
double
burger. Okay.
Yeah. I just want to order a hamburger for my family.
Okay, sure.
I wanted to order a hamburger for my family.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, yeah, how many hamburgers you guys got to order for a family?
How many hamburgers do you want?
I just want the one for Daddy, two for Daddy. I just want one for Mommy, and I want one for Sister, and then I want two for me.
Okay, so is that a total of seven?
Yeah, seven hamburgers and pickles and ketchup and mustard. And you guys got A1 sauces?
Oh, we don't have A1 sauces.
Oh, fries.
onion rings.
Okay.
Onion rings.
Okay.
Okay, you got onion rings in there. Hello, sir.
Yes?
You got onion rings in there?
Yes, I got onion rings.
Onion rings. Okay, what else? The fried things you got? Mushrooms?
You want
the fried mushrooms? I got one order of mushrooms and two of the fries and two of two of the onion rings.
Okay.
What about a milkshake? Milkshake.
Okay.
Richie likes a milkshake. Richie loves a milkshake. What kind you got in there?
Chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla.
Yeah, okay.
So, how many do you want?
Okay, I want a shake.
Six?
Yeah, I want a shake.
Okay.
I want a milkshake, and you got soda pops. I like soda pops. You got soda pops? I like soda pops.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, and then okay, you tell me. Yellow? You tell me about the specials.
Tell you what?
About a special salad.
Okay, you want a chicken salad?
Special salad, special sauce. You tell me, buddy. Richie likes it all. Yeah, Richie likes it all.
Okay.
You gonna let me pick it up?
You coming to pick it up, right?
Oh, to deliver?
Oh,
I come and pick it up, actually.
Okay. What's your phone number?
The phone number? I don't know my phone number. Let me ask your daddy. Let me ask your daddy about it.
Okay, sure.
Hey, daddy, get on the line. Hold on a second. Get my daddy in here. Hello, daddy. My daddy's name is Carl. My daddy's name is Carl. He's going to give you the number. My daddy's name is Carl. He's going to give me the number. Hey, Carl, daddy, give him the number, please. He needs you because he's going to deliver.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, sir.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Yes, I have the number for you.
What's your phone number?
My phone number? You know, buddy? Me and you are going to have a talk right now. What are you talking to my son about?
Excuse me?
Why are you asking my son for his credit card number? Who are you?
I'm asking your phone number.
Okay, he just told me that you asked... He's not giving his credit card number to you.
Daddy.
No.
Please don't do it.
I'm asking you your telephone number.
Richie, give me your credit card right now and a pair of scissors from the desk right now, please.
No.
Yes, get me a pair of scissors and your credit card.
Telephone number, not
listen, Richie likes a shake. Give him a shake.
You go get me. Go get me the scissors right now. Sir? What are you selling my son? What is this? Hello?
To place a call,
he's
press
one. He's freaking out, though. All right. Cool.
That was
dude, it is what it is. Don't worry, we're still having fun. What is better than just sitting around doing nothing? Well, we're
That last one was kind of fun.
That guy's
kind of breaking, but he didn't really.
Everyone's slow. Everyone's like,
everybody's
tonight.
A bunch of fucking plain ass zombies tonight.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like you said, you know, after Thanksgiving, everyone's all full of turkey, and they're all like,
I don't know what it is, dude. Like, you can't irritate anybody.
Yeah. All right, Ray. Hey, well, thanks for calling in, man. It's been fun.
All right, man. Yeah, play that prank whenever you get a chance.
Yeah,
like,
actually,
everybody's opinion on it.
You said it. Well, what date? What date? Yesterday was the 2nd?
Yeah.
You said it yesterday or the day before? No,
it's Prank to Cahoots is like
prank.
The title.
Yeah. Prank to Cahoots. Okay, I got it. Perfect. All right. Cool. I'll play it soon. All right, man. Thanks, Reclude.
All right. Peace out.
All right, man. Hey, Reclude, get a website up or something with your pranks, man. Like the one.
Yeah, I'm starting to gather them. I'm about to make a prank EP. This is going to be great, right?
Mm.
That Richie Randall character, I've actually discussed it. I've already got bandmates.
Okay.
Like, we're going to start, because we called the one place, it's telling we had a demo, we wanted to get a gig there.
Okay.
Like, with the voice. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start this, like, bullshit band.
Okay, with Richie Randall.
Richie Randall and the Richie Randalls.
Richie Randall and the Randalls or something. That's funny.
No, it's going to be Richie Randall and the Richie Randalls.
Oh, yeah,
like
the way you say that, yeah.
And we're going to make a demo, and we're going to blame it on, like, some lame-ass studio in town that I can't stand.
Oh,
like,
man.
We're going to say they recorded it and make it sound like total shit.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get gigs placed. It's going to be an EP, but it's going to have, like, three or four pranks and then six songs.
That works, man. You never know. It'll probably take off. You never know. It's
probably
like some weird shit. Richie Randall.
It's just for fun, you know. I don't give a shit. We're just going to play, like, destroy the shows, too.
There you go. Just make horrible, nasty shows and just post it online on YouTube or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're going to go on there, like, and all the prank calls we make are actually going to be tied in. Like, it'll be real because, like, see, I called talking about my demo and shit, and I'm actually really going to dress up and go drop one off.
Are you going to do the bow tie? Or
yeah, I'm going to wear something really retarded, like a members-only jacket or something.
Members-only jacket.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just got this demo here.
Yeah. Yeah, get gigs and just perform very, like, inappropriate songs and stuff like that and see what happens. That'd be great.
It's going to be so hard. We already got this. You know what the first song is that I wrote?
What?
It's called Once You Go Black, You'll Never Go Back.
Once You Go what? Fag?
Once You Go Black, You'll Never Go Back.
You'll Never Go Back.
And it's like me Richie singing about how he met this, like, big, fat black chick.
Oh, shit.
And she rocked his world, and now he's, like, never going to go back to women again.
He's never going to go back to the white meat ever again. He's stuck with dark meat.
It's going to be so badass.
Oh, shit.
But,
all right,
awesome. Man. Well, all
right.
You have a good show. Hopefully you guys will get some goddamn good pranks.
Yeah, man, we will. Don't worry. We'll do something.
I'm sure you will.
All right, bro. See you,
Reclude. All right, later.
All right, man.
All right, cool. That was Reclude, everybody. Wow, Reclude was on for like an hour. More than that. Hour and a half or some shit? This fan's on too loud here. Hang on. Let me get some music playing real quick to disguise the sound of my fan. Because I'm big and fat and I sweat. If it's not like 68 degrees in here. There we go. That's better. Alright, so here we are. We're still waiting for Milkman, I think. What's going on? Milkman in? No. I see Baz and Brandon Vegas. Are you guys still awake over there? Uh-huh. Cool. Cool. Lonesome Loser sending in tons of numbers, it looks like. We got an international card here. Alright, man. Lunu's checking in. He's stating that our stats on Justin.tv are pretty good. So everybody who's watching us on Justin.tv for the first time, welcome. Be sure to visit the website. That's at madhouselive.com. A lot of things going on in Stick'em, of course, our home on syndicateradio.tv. I understand Rev's got a CD and t-shirt that's coming out. Everybody be sure to go to rev.com, rev.com, and order your shit from him. He says it's a very good... I didn't get the answer. He's got this prank, man, that's like, what was it again? It was like this guy that was eating shit live on the air. I don't know if Brandon Vegas or Baz have ever heard that, but Rev actually did a call once to like this gay chat line, and he told a guy to take a shit like in his hand or something. The guy actually took a shit and he started eating his turd. Like, he told him to do it, and the guy started like straight up, like, it was like this black dude.
Wrong.
Oh, man, the guy's like, oh, like, you hear him, like, he was like dry heaving in the background while he was eating it. and they actually got off, and Rev was just like, dude, what the fuck? Oh, man. And I was, like, literally eating.
That is just sick.
Oh, I only heard it when it happened live. Like, I had it on in the background, and I was kind of just, like, chilling. And in the back of my ear, I hear this call, and I was in the middle of eating, like, a sandwich, or I think it was, like, something I was eating, something weird. And I literally, like, had to, like, put it down. I was like, that is so disgusting. This guy ate, like, his shit, like, on the phone while he was jerking off, talking to Rev. Oh, dude.
You call it, one fool, one cup.
One fool, one cup. There's an idea. There you go. Rev, run with that, man. You can have that one on us. And again, the toll-free line is now open if you want to reach us here tonight. That is 1-888-278-8509. And we also are on the mouth. That's the mouth line. 1-888-278-8509.
Yeah, Carlito.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just found out that we're going to be going to Japan this summer in July.
Ooh.
And I was thinking I'm going to be bringing my laptop there. Maybe I could try to get some numbers when I'm over there and call in during a show.
Yeah.
That's kind of what Milkman is doing. I can try to go to the place and give you the number and check out their reaction.
I would like to send you to the spot. There's a 7-Eleven over there or some coin, like a corporate 7-Eleven that we called once. And the receptionist, like, got turned on, like, talking to me. Like, I was making insinuations about stuff. Yeah, I heard that recently. And then there's also a restaurant where I told them that my name was...
funny.
I told this restaurant that my name was Vagina Jones. So, and I called back in, like, later on, and the guy's like, the lady's like, Mr. Vagina? And I started cracking up right there. That was funny. He smelled up, he's like, oh, Vagina, Mr. Vagina? Like, you're calling back, Mr. Vagina? Like, kind of thing. I'm like, oh, dude, that was good.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, Vagina Jones, whatever. Those Japanese will say anything. They really, but with Japan, though, it really ends up just being me saying, you know, mushi mushi, and like, mushi mushi, like, back really quickly. And that's about it. It doesn't really go, really go anywhere from there. So, yeah.
So my brother-in-law lives in Yokosuka, and he's pretty familiar with that neighborhood, so he might know some businesses that have some good English speakers.
Okay. Well, we'll look into that. Hang on, let's see what this is about.
Let's scope it out.
We got an unknown caller.
Unknown caller, go ahead.
What's up, Carlito?
Jonathan, what's going on, man?
Not much. What y'all up to?
Not much. You're an unknown caller today. Did you block your number, or did it just come through wrong?
That part came through wrong.
That's wacky. So how you been, bro?
I've been doing all right.
Good. We're trying to have a good time here. We just Recluse is doing some calls here with us. We're going to take a break here pretty soon. We're just shooting the shit a little bit, man. Just trying to make it happen. Do you buy bottled water, Jonathan?
Yes, I do.
I'm telling you what, I don't know if you've ever seen these bottle of waters are like a cylinder. I'm holding it up to the camera right now. I don't even know if the camera's working. It never freaking works. But it's like a cylinder of water, and it's very clear. It's called Voss, V-O-S-S. And it's probably like the best tasting water that I've ever had. It's from Norway, I think, or something. It cost me $3. But I looked at it, I was like, God, it looks so refreshing and clear. You know? Yeah. What do you drink normally? What do you are you a soda drinker? Do you make Kool-Aid, coffee? What do you do like for drink wise? What's your just water?
I like soda.
Soda? You're a Coke or a Pepsi guy?
Pepsi.
You ever get upset, like, you know, you ever go somewhere that only has Coke instead of Pepsi? Have you ever been forced to, like, you know, like, you, like, what I hate is, like, when I'll ask for, like, I'm a Coke person myself, and, like, the waiter or waitress will go, you know, oh, we don't have Coke, we've got Pepsi, like, they'll say, like, really snotty, and I'm like, dude, what the hell, like, I really care, you know, I've never stood up from a restaurant because they don't serve Pepsi or Coke and be like, well, fuck this place, you know, they don't have the right one, you know, it's insane. And when you think about why does Coke and Pepsi advertise against each other? What reason do they have to do that? Like, most people don't really care. They'll just grab what's there. There's really no reason for Coke and Pepsi to advertise. In my opinion, either you drink Coke or Pepsi or you don't.
You know, and even if you go to a place that doesn't have Coke, if they say, oh, we only have Pepsi, you're not going to be like, well, fuck that shit. No, I'm out of here because I'm a Coke drinker. You know what I mean? You're going to drink the Pepsi. Big deal. You're going to drink what's available to you, aren't you?
Yeah.
Jonathan, I hate it. You know, you call in, I always ask you the weirdest questions, man.
Yeah, does it make soda, I'm drinking the new root beer. It's actually been out for a while. It's an exclusive premium brand,
okay.
Old-style draft root beer.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Is it really? There was I used to go to this steakhouse. It's called Hops. Well, it was like a brewery, like one of those places that they make their own beer. Like inside, you know, they have steak and stuff like that, but they have their own beer. They used to make their own root beer. Oh, man, it was good. Like, fresh root beer, like, made right there in the restaurant. It cost you about $3, but it was like, it cost you like maybe $2.50, I think. Like, a soda was like $1, and like, for the root beer, it was like $2.50, but it was so worth it. And it wasn't really strong flavored, it was kind of like bland, but you still had that root beer, like, taste, but it tasted so fresh. It was awesome, but really, like, I can't have it anymore because I'm diabetic and it's sugary. They didn't have a diet version of it, but I miss, they closed that chain up, I think. I haven't seen all the Hops that do you know of any Hops where you live? Have you seen any of those over there?
No.
You don't know them either. I don't know if they were just a Florida thing or what, but all the ones around here are gone. People in the chat room are talking about Voss. Blitz K saying he's got a case of it sitting there. Yeah, this is really good stuff, but yeah, it is expensive. I'm pretty sure it's from Norway. I'm not sure. I thought I read Norway on here. The writing is like really clear. Yeah, it is Norway. They couldn't make it any harder for me to read it. Jesus Christ. DTT says ice mountain water. Never heard of it. Celebs only drink Voss. I thought they drank Fiji water. I thought that was a celebrity thing, was Fiji water. I guess I'm wrong. Shows you what I know. Well, hell, look at me. I'm drinking Voss, everybody. Check it out. I am a celebrity. Awesome. Jonathan, real quick, what brand of water do you prefer? Zephyr Hills, or what's your deal?
I like any kind of water. But I've drank Voss before. It's pretty good.
Okay, cool. There's an Italian one called Panna, P-A-N-N-A, that's really good. That's good water, too. I recommend that one. I'd say that's probably my favorite water, is Acqua Panna. But I think they're owned by, like, there's that one that's, like, this is a company that owns, like, all these small little waters that are supposedly so different from each other. They're all bottled and owned by the same company. Forgot the name of them.
Right.
I think it's Pellegrino owns all of them or something like that. Anyway, all right, Jonathan, now's your time to say hi to your fans and listeners, because I need to go take a piss. I'm going to take a break here, please.
Well, I want to say hello to all my friends and listeners, and I hope y'all have a great weekend, and I'll see y'all back next Thursday.
Awesome, Jonathan. Peace out, bro. It's always good talking to you, man.
All right.
See you, bro.
Jonathan, everybody. Jonathan checking in on a weekly basis, as he normally does here on Madhouse Radio, and it's always good to have him on, of course. Blitzkay is talking about Zephyr Hills. Zephyr Hills is the best. I don't think Zephyr Hills is outside of Florida, are they? I think that's a regional one, because I know Zephyr Hills, Florida, is about an hour or two away from here. That's where they bottle it out of. I grew up here in Florida. There's springs everywhere, like actual springs that you can go to and swim inside the springs. You know, you can go to the beach if you want, but the place to be is the springs. Here in Florida, it's not. It's fresh water, and it's coming right from the ground. It's like right from the source. You're basically swimming in like in filled, you know, in spring water. You know, if you can imagine filling up your pool with gallons and gallons and gallons of purified spring water, or you know whatever you know you buy in a store, and you swam in it. That's what it's basically like. You don't want to drink it because there's other people peeing and shitting and stuff next to you. But especially kids, but definitely it's kind of fun, and it's so freaking cold, like literally it's like jumping into ice. It is that cold. I understand it's the hardest acclimation. Like I don't know, it's hard to explain because you're not used to it in Florida. Florida is a warm place in the middle of summer, and you know it's like in the 90s with humidity. You know, feels like 100, and there's nothing best to do. Like for me, like. Like when I have allergies now, so and I don't own I live in a condo, so I don't have to actually have to cut the grass or anything like that. But when I lived with my parents, I would mow the grass when I was younger. And on a summer day, like in June or July when school was out, I'd be mowing grass and stuff. And it was so hot. And the best cure for that intense heat after working in the sun in the afternoon in a Florida summer was to go down to the springs and jump in. It was like, oh, it's like night and day. You feel rejuvenated when you come out. It's a great feeling. So I don't know if there's springs anywhere else in the country, but I don't know if there are any. But here in Florida, the springs kick ass. They're all over the place here. So be sure to visit your Florida springs. It's FloridaParkAssociation.com. Dun, 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 dun. I myself am partial to my Brita filter that's connected to my sink in the kitchen. That's what I fill up my stuff with. It's a lot more economical. I don't know if it's as good as the bottled stuff, but that's what I use. It's good enough for me. I don't go too crazy with the whole, there's too much fluoride in the water, it's gonna fuck you up. Whatever. Just drink your water, folks. Okay. Anyway, so it's time for a break. I see Milkman is he's not even here yet. This is sad. I wish the milk was here, man. This is not the same without Milkman. Especially this late in the show. It's almost midnight. Normally, we usually actually probably end the show normally around this time, but not tonight. We're going to give it another go. This is the halfway point. When we come back, we have more prank requests already sent in. International calls. We'll be doing some UK wake-up calls coming up next also. That's always fun. We've got the Happy Burger Diner. We've got the Midget Market. Rude Dogs. Super Duper Video, Jammin' Joe's, Waldo's Pizza, Ditsy's Meats, and Dum Dums. Jeez. Alright, so we got a lot of stuff we can call. We got a lot of places to rapid fire prank tonight. I don't know why that started replaying itself. So, anyway, be sure to stay with us. Oh, we'll also be taking your calls. 888-278-8509. And thank you for everybody who's listening on our extended Madhouse Radio Network. We'll be back in about 5 minutes, so please be sure you don't go anywhere. And be sure to go to madhouselive.com during the break if you'd like to. And we also got a Recluse prank call coming up next, a recorded one, if you couldn't get enough of Recluse tonight. There you go. Right back in about 5 minutes. It's 11:55 Eastern Standard Time, PM that is. Friday's almost upon us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Radio will be back right after this.
All right. We're back. Madhouse Radio is back. I just got off the phone with Milkman. He confirmed that he just walked into his hotel room, so he'll be joining us here shortly. And we're back to do a few more prank calls before we call it a night. See, Gangrene's checking in. Gangrene, what's up? He sent in some wave files, basically some promos for us. Yeah, they look good. We're going to be using those pretty soon. Thanks for sending them in. I'm going to be making in some stuff with that. Who's calling in here? We also got Big Soul checking in, telling us where to order Voss water. Cool. Awesome. New News asking for numbers, asking for that call to that taxi place in England. Let's get Hollywood on here.
Hollywood, what's up, man?
What's up, my honky?
Not much, my honky. What's going on, bro?
I asked you twice.
Yeah, we're trying to enjoy it too, man. We're just a slow night, but we're having fun nonetheless. It's like I said, it's better than just sitting at home not doing nothing or playing WoW, you know what I mean?
Or with ourselves.
That's not too unproductive, you know, that's good. Keep the pipes clean and stuff like that. Nothing wrong with that. See, that's just deliverance right there. That's something different.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I want to see happen? I was thinking today. Let me cut the music off here. Milkman, cut the music. Or am I? What I want to see is a remake of Knight Rider. I know the TV show is coming, so I'm excited about that. I'm waiting for a remake of the A-Team.
I think it should be a high priority for Hollywood right now, and you're a representative of Hollywood, of course. I'm kidding. But the A-Team, and also Short Circuit. It's about time that we get a new Short Circuit
Johnny
movie.
Johnny 5 is alive.
That, yeah, Johnny, we need an updated Johnny 5, you know, an updated Johnny 5 model, Johnny 6, or just call him Johnny 5 or whatever, and you get yourself that guy who played Kumar in Harold of Kumar, you get him.
Yeah.
Do you remember that
movie Hackers?
Hackers, yeah. Oh, God, that, yeah.
Angelina Jolie and Johnny Lee Miller. Remember the guy that was the main hacker that planted the thing? He's the guy that was Johnny Five's voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That works. That guy seriously was that voice?
Yeah.
Hmm.
A little bit of Hollywood trivia for you.
I always thought it was Dan Castellaneta for some reason that did that voice. I guess it wasn't, huh?
Mm-mm.
I must be wrong.
It's like you know who did the voice of Gizmo, don't you?
Gizmo.
From Gremlins?
Yeah, I remember Gizmo, yeah. Who?
Howie Mandel did that voice.
Howie Mandel. I'm not a big fan of Howie Mandel or his voices. Because I thought all he had was that stupid Bobby thing.
Bobby's World, yeah.
It was so annoying. I hated that cartoon and I hated it.
Bobby?
Yeah. And he would always do it everywhere he was. He'd be on the Stern Show doing this stupid Bobby voice the whole time, talking in the Bobby voice. He's like, get over it. It's not even that good of a cartoon. But you know who had a good cartoon? It was Louis Anderson.
Oh, it was Life with Louie?
Life with Louie.
Louie or something like
that? Yeah, I think it was Life with Louie. He had like a goldfish that was really fat that he fed donuts and shit. Yeah.
He was always getting in trouble.
Yeah. His dad would fart all the time and stuff. Yeah, that was good. Life with Louie was a great, great cartoon. Yeah, so whatever happened to Louis Anderson, too? Like, I know he was doing Family Feud.
He was doing Family Feud, and then he went to a fat farm.
Did he kill himself? Because isn't everybody
he's still alive.
Because everybody in Family Feud ends up dying of cancer or killing themselves, right?
Yeah.
It's a curse. Man. Last I knew, Al Borland's doing it, right? Or the guy who played Al?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
From Tool Time or whatever that was.
Exactly. Yeah, everyone always says Tool Time, but it was always, oh, shit. Home Improvement. And another show that people always said, like, Married with Children, people always either called it Love and Marriage from the song, or they would call it Al Bundy. Like, all the time. Yeah, I was watching Al Bundy, or I was watching Love and Marriage. I was like, it's not Love and Marriage. It's Married with Children. For fuck's sake. All right. Anyway, so let's do some prank calls. What do you say?
Yes.
Let's do that. I'm going to, as we did last time, I'm going to send you a list of the last numbers that we received here.
Yeah.
And you tell me what looks best to you. Once again, I know I've said this 1,000 times here recently, but everyone be sure to visit madhouselive.com, syndicateradio.tv. Oh, we're also on the new PCU radio. Make sure you check that out.
One of those, like, Dick's Bar and Grill. You ever heard of that?
No, never heard of that. What's that now?
Dick's Bar and Grill, you go in there, and they are just seriously rude to you on purpose.
In Chicago?
Like, oh, Dick's Bar. No, it's here in Dallas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're all, well, they may be all over, I don't know.
I know there's a place
in Super Video sounds like it would be like a gay person calling that.
Probably. Super Duper. You're in Rancho Cucamonga. Rancho Cucamonga. There's a place in Chicago I saw once on TV, like, their story was, like, they used to work, you know, they it was a regular hot dog place that was open late at night. And it said that people kept coming in from the bars drunk, cursing, and yelling at them and shit. So they finally decided, you know, to yell back, and it just became a thing that people go down there and they curse each other out. And it's like accepted, you know, kind of thing. Like, they're purposely rude.
Yeah,
I saw that. I think I saw that on that Dave Attell show. Whatever show that was that Dave Attell had for a while.
Yeah.
Insomniac, I think I saw it on that. That was a deal. Fwap is asking, do you guys wash your hands after you rub one out? And he says that he didn't.
Rub one out.
You know, after you jerk it off, you know. I wash my hands, I do.
I wipe it in my hair.
Your hair, it's good for the hair.
Hair gel? Don't you remember that?
I saw that recently. Gotta love that, man.
Something like that?
Yeah, something like
that. I would do Super Duper Video.
Yeah. All right, so Super Duper Video. Here we go. We're getting off track here. Super Duper Video in Rancho Cucamonga. That, I guess that place really exists. I had no friend. I thought that was a fake name. Here we go, folks. One moment.
Can I help you? Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Martha from Super Duper. Martha,
how you doing? This is Super Duper Video, right?
Yes.
Do you guys have, like, certain sections of video, correct? Like, you have dramas and you have special ones. I'm looking for a very specific type of video. I don't know the name of it, but I know like the genre. It's going to be like gay bestiality, like two dogs sucking each other off. Do you guys carry something like that?
No, we actually don't. We do have adults, but we don't carry that.
You don't, you know, you do have adults, but you don't carry. Do you carry any bestiality stuff?
No, we don't.
Maybe men having sex with trees, or is that like a naturality or something? What? I'm just looking for something outlandish. Do you have something like that outlandish?
No, we don't have anything like
no?
that.
No? Well, maybe you and I could film something outlandish. What do you think about that?
No, that's okay. Is there anything
else? We could corner the market. Gay bestiality video. What do you think?
I don't know.
That would be fun, don't you think? We could find two dogs, maybe two female dogs, put peanut butter in the back of one of them, and have them just lick it. What do you think?
No, that's okay. Okay,
bye-bye. Hey, are you on Recuco Mancha? Is that where you guys are located at or something like that?
To place a call, press 1.
She's gone.
Gay bestiality video. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that was pretty brave of you to come out for the beginning of that. I thought she hung up for a second there. She was kind of quiet at first. She thought about it, but she hung on. Good for her. For a good girl. Rude. I wonder about Rude Dogs. That's got to be a bar.
Yeah.
Probably a biker bar.
Do you still have Rachel Wise's number from last week?
We called her last week?
Yeah.
In Manchester.
Remember we tried to get her to get us out of jail?
Yes, I do have it right here on Whitechapel Street in Manchester. Wow. Yes, I do.
Send me that real quick.
Let me send you that here. There you go. Okay, so Rachel Wise it is. All right. I'll dial it now, everybody. This is the first UK call tonight. This is a return call from last week. Rachel Wise coming at you. We got a lot more numbers here. We got them all over the place. So we're going to be doing a lot of pranks here in the last half. Right, and I promise to do some of my own prank calls here. Not much of a pranky move, but I'm starting to get more animated. So I'll get to it. Hang on, Hollywood. Hang on, everybody else.
I won't pay attention to it.
All right.
Hand.
All right, here we go.
For this call. Rachel.
Hello again.
Hey, it's Todd. I finally got out of jail. I was going to come and see you tonight. Is it all right?
You do understand I'm keeping track of these.
Well, that's great.
I'm going to have to tell the police.
The problem I've got is
I live in a block of flats, and my phone rings quite loud. So if people phone me, you're going to wake up other people in my block of flats, and that's not going to make them happy.
I'm sorry.
Stop phoning me, and then we don't have a problem, okay?
Rachel, I'm right around Whitechapel right now, so I'll be right there in about 15 minutes, all right?
I'll look forward to it, Tree.
Great. That's wonderful. Do me a favor. Put on a negligee for me, all right?
I'll see what I can do.
Awesome. All right, I'll see you in about 5 minutes.
Okay, bye-bye.
Can I listen to you to go to the bathroom?
Let's just go to the bathroom. You said that there last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, she's keeping a track of this. Have you been calling her since then?
No.
You haven't? God, I wonder what you're keeping a track of this.
Yeah, people ask.
Oh, shit. What a crazy woman. All right, dude. Well, hang on. Let's look at the next. Oh, well, you've got a list already there that I sent you. Anything?
Midget Market.
Midget Market. Okay. I wonder what that's about.
Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Ooh. Midget Market. Maybe it's just a small market or a market for small people?
No, I'm going to see if I can buy a couple dwarves.
Dwarves. Yeah. You're partial to dwarves.
Do you have dwarf day workers? We're looking for some short Mexicans.
Yeah, they got to crawl into some small spaces in the attic. We got some small crawl spaces here, you know? Please, give us a hand.
I've got a chimney since I need done.
Right, it is. Hang on, folks.
All right.
Sorry it took so long.
Hey, have you seen... Yeah. What's up, my nigga?
What up?
Yo, man, this is show enough. Yo, I'm the Shogun of Harlem, all right? I need to get some stuff, man. I think you probably got it. But here's the deal, man. We probably have to do something in the back, all right? I need to get about 15 midgets. You got that many there working there?
Yeah.
You got 15 midgets working there?
Yeah.
What do you mean, huh? Do you have 15 midgets, at least 15 midgets working there, all right? I need these guys to crawl up in this crawl space and get these dead animals
that we done been shooting. We done shot them and store them up here. They're starting to stink, man. I need to get these little midgets up there and get these things out. All right?
Gotta go.
You gotta go. Hey, yep. Leave me on the phone. Get back. Hurry up. Wash your hands before you get done.
Jesus Christ.
No personality.
Gotta go. All right, go. Fine, whatever, asshole. All right, I'm gonna call Jammin' Joe's.
Okay.
All right, you stay on the line also.
You want me to cut in? If you want me to cut in, let me know.
Yep, cut in if you feel like it, or I'll introduce you. We'll figure it out.
Hi, man.
Oh.
Hi.
Meet Barrett.
Hi, Barrett. By the way, this is Christina.
Hi.
World Famous Jammin' Joe's, this is Tracy.
Hey, what's going on, Trace? Tracy?
Hello?
Tracy? Hello? Ma'am? Oh, fuck me. It had to be, it was one of those loud places, and I'm not going to sit here and start yelling and waking everybody up. Like the lady in England who we don't want to wake her friends up. Speaking of which, I'm going to call Neil Bonner. No, I'm going to call Ernest Bonner. Almost Boner, it's like a
to
double
place
N.
To call, press 1.
There's a bunch of them in a bucket, man. The bucket of boners, huh?
Oh, we'll see, yeah.
Bucket of boners.
Oh, I got a bucket of boners. We also got the Willow Dean Guest House.
Hello, what is it?
This is the guest house.
Yes.
Me and my associate are in need for 2 spaces, please, as soon as possible. Hey, Milkman's here. Make that 3. Sir?
Yeah?
Okay, so you can put me down for 3 spaces?
For when?
As soon as possible, sir. When's your next occupancy? Tonight?
Yeah.
Put me down. Me and my partner who's on the line.
Hi.
We have a need for a room. We expect that we're going to have the utmost privacy at this location, correct?
How many beds is it?
How many? Do we have 1 bed, or is it 2 twins, or how does it work?
Can we fit in a super single?
Hello, yes.
Perhaps you can speak up or wake up, maybe do some jumping jacks and animate yourself a little bit. This is business on the line, business calling.
Come on, get out of there, that bed, and just talk to us.
We're Americans, we have the greatest currency in the world, the U.S. dollar, and we're looking to spend it.
Mm-mm-mm. And boy, do we have lots of it.
Yes. Sir?
You awake, sir?
Mr. Guesthouse?
Bonjour, no.
Alto. Pronto. And 1, and 2, and 3.
Evo.
Yeah, he already hung up. Then what is going on tonight with these people? Why do they not want to fuck around?
Maybe we're getting too well known and they know we're getting
right. Everyone's like, yo, Thursday night, don't answer your phone. And if it's someone being stupid, it's just messing around. I'm happy to see that Milkman finally made it. Thank you, Milkman, for not being lazy.
Ooh, there's something fucked up, man. I kept logging in, and it kept on coming up blacklisted.
Well,
on mine. It said blacklisted server.
Really? Well, I don't know. It's working now. Maybe you just had to refresh your cookies. Okay, do you want to call?
No, I did. I hit it a few times.
All right, I'm going to send Hollywood. You got 2 different numbers here. Or I sent it to you already, Neil and Ernest. Would you like one of those?
Yeah, because we're going to do like a whole James Bond thing, and they've been chosen for a mission.
Cool. Which one in particular would you
Neil.
Like?
Neil.
Neil. That's a cool. I like that. That's a nice, strong name, Neil. That's an astronaut's name. You know what I mean? Buzz. Those are all astronaut names. Alan is also.
Neil and Bob are not.
Well, Buzz. All right, hang on, folks. Another prize coming.
I got
it. Okay, good. We like good things.
Hopefully he answers.
And thank you, everybody, listening to us on Syndicate Radio, Justin.TV, Madhouse Radio, PCU Radio.
In the Hales Radio.
Yeah, the Mouth Radio.
I don't think it's going through.
98.6,
the mouth.
98.6, the mouth.
Okay, Big Neil is not going to be big at all. So much for the astronaut. All right, we can try Ernest then. How about that?
Yeah.
Ernesto, conmigo next.
Ernest Money.
Stand by for Ernest. Hey, we got a ring.
Yes, hello. May I speak with Mr. Bonder, please?
Please.
This is Havius Theotorius III with the Imperial Royal Guards. I need to speak to Ernest Bonder, please. Immediately, if not sooner. This is a matter of utmost importance.
He wants to speak to you.
Hello?
Mr. Bonder. Mr.
Yes.
Ernest Bonder. Hello,
yes.
My name is Fedius Habeas Corpus III. I am with the Imperial Royal Guards, and we have an important mission for you. We will be sending a limo to your house very shortly. We need you to get up, get dressed, and get ready. We have a
okay.
matter of most importance for you to do for us tonight.
Yep.
It depends on the Queen, so please get up right now, sir. Get your face washed, get clothed, brush your teeth.
I can't do that, sir.
Sir, you do not do this, sir, you will be considered a traitor.
I am a traitor. I am indeed.
You will be doing 15 to 25 years.
Yes, I'll do 15 years, sir, I will. And then, I'll come back to my home, too. Come back here.
Fine. Be that way.
And he's like, yay, heavy breathing. Sounds like a good number. You always gotta love the heavy breathing, man. That's a good sign.
I think we ought to try to call somebody crying like it was last week.
That you're pregnant? That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. We got a taxi company here who made it. Did you hear the story about the taxi company that we said earlier? Beginning of the show.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to read it all. I did listen to some of Jen Stewart's calls this week, though.
Oh.
I went to jenstewart.com and downloaded some of his... podcast with some of his prank calls, and he does these calls to people where he says, hey, my name is Jen Stewart. I'm going to be sending some taxis and some food to your house, all right? Just want to let you know. So he hangs up with them. He sends taxis and food to their house.
Pizza and like Indian takeout and all that shit.
Yeah. Dude is freaking nuts. He gives them his real name.
Yeah, he doesn't fucking care. Jen's crazy, but he's got one where it's like a hotel orgy, like a bunch of calls. Like he's calling... like a Red Roof Inn, I think, or a Motel 6. And he's calling all the units, telling them that there's an orgy, and he's asking people to come down. And I think some of the people are like, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll be there. You know, he's like, I'm calling the different units, and I'm letting you know there's an orgy going on in my room, and I'd like to know if you'd like to come down and everything. I mean, he
sounds a good one.
Yeah, I even know that he actually made friends with, like, some of the girl at the front counter at one point. Like, they were actually like, hi, Jen, how you doing, kind of thing. He's like, yeah, who do you got in this? You got anybody in this room? You know, or something, you know, and he'd put him through. She'd put him through. Oh, it was great.
Yeah. I gotta find that one.
Yeah, just cool
even
people.
Argue with the police a few times.
Yeah, alright. So, for the pregnancy one, let me see if I can find a new English one here. Anything else coming in from Lonesome Loser? He's flashing. Let's find out. I'd say so. We've got David Jones in Somerset.
David Jones is locker.
Davy Jones. Wasn't that a pirate? Or was that a patriot? I'm not sure.
I think it was a patriot.
I don't know. Alright, that one there. Pirate, okay. David Jones. I'm going to call that. We'll do the pregnancy thing. Hopefully he's an old person. A woman answered there, so there we go. Drama's about to ensue.
50 minutes for this call.
Hello?
Yes, it's David there.
Who's that?
This is Samantha. Tell him he got me pregnant.
What is it?
I just found out from the doctor I'm only 13, but he got me pregnant. I don't know what to do. He's the only person I've been with.
Huh?
David, this is Samantha. I was 18, but I'm only 13. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, David. I didn't know who else to call. Do I need to get an abortion? You got to help me pay for it because I don't have any money. What do I do? What do I do, David? I heard my dad wants to talk to you. Daddy is the phone.
Hello? Hello? Sir? Hello, sir?
You ended that call abruptly.
God damn it. Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones and me. Yeah, he was gone. He was gone. Every time that I try to break in, it's you know all night. It's like that. When I get in, everyone says, click. Must be my voice. I'm just not feeling it tonight. I'm staying away from the pranks and letting everyone steer the ship. That was funny. That's awesome.
He's in deep hot water right now, man?
I don't know. How old did he sound? He sounded like he was only middle-aged as possible.
Yeah.
But the woman was like...
Wife that answered.
The woman sounded concerned like she actually bought it. You heard her? Like, the lady was like, oh, hang on. Oh, crap, yeah. He's probably like, I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know who the fuck...
I don't care. You son of a bitch.
All right. Okay, I'm going to call the Culver Haven Inn. You see that one there? This is in the Isle of Wight. Isle of Hockey.
Yeah.
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 All right. Everybody, hang on for that.
I want to hurry with a check.
Oh, you and your Indian Bhagwan. Indian style.
Uh-huh.
Now let's walk. English style.
You just got a taxi company in the UK he wants us to call. I keep forgetting to fucking do it.
Hello?
Yeah, man. This is the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, man. This is the Isle of Wight.
So what's up, man? You let black people on this? You let black people there, man?
There's loads of them. Loads of them. There's loads of them over there.
Oh, you said there's loads of... What are they, immigrants?
Loads like the slave ships, I think he's trying to say.
Yeah. You got loads there, huh?
Yeah.
All right, man. Here's the deal. I got about 4,500 Africans I need to bring over there.
Yeah, bring them on.
You got work for them?
Yeah.
All right, cool. What kind of jobs you got for them, man?
We need all the clips painting black.
What?
We need all our white clips painting black.
All your white clips?
Yeah, we need them all painting black.
Well, we can paint them black. That's fine, man. I don't care.
Yeah, carry on then.
All right, you got some shelter there, too? You don't want to live in no caves or anything.
Painted black. Full metal jacket here, man.
He knew something.
He's like, oh, we got loads of them. Yeah. They got a whole slave colony over there, probably.
I won't drop the N-bomb again, though.
Sorry. Oh, hey, whatever. You drop it. It's not me. The words and opinions of Hollywood Vanya are not those of Madhouse Radio Carlito, 98.6 The Mouth, or Syndicate Radio, or whatever. All right, anyway, so speaking of painted black and playing that song, we're going to call the Ye Old Village Inn in Bembridge. I'll send you the details if you don't have them. Oh, we got Patsy Smith here also in Somerset. Fire,
Patsy.
All right. And once again, I forget to call the stupid taxi company.
This is the Ye Old Village?
Yeah, this is Ye Old Village. For the love of God, remind me for the next call, taxi.
Hello?
Yeah, is this the Ye Old Village?
It is.
Okay. I need to come there. Do you have places for people that are incontinent?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a retirement home, right?
No, it's not, no.
Are you, I was told this was a retirement home.
No, it's not.
I'm gonna have my son come down there. And look it over, and he wants
it's
to
not
see...
It's not a retirement home, sorry.
Oh, it's okay, I can live there, though, right?
Sorry?
I can live there, though, right?
No, you can't. No, it's not.
Well, what exactly are you, then, son?
It's a pub, it's a bed and breakfast.
Oh, good,
well, I need a bed. I only eat breakfast once a week, so I won't be too much trouble. You got plenty of booze, though, right?
No, this is a wind-up. I'd say it might...
Okay.
A wind-up. That's what they call it, don't they? They call them wind-ups?
Wine.
A wind. You're winding me up, you bastard.
Wind me up.
That reminds me, you know, that's what British call pranks, wind-ups, I need to add that on my webpage. I need to put some meta tags that say that. I just thought about that. Start increasing my UK. Let me write that down.
Don't forget the taxi.
Meta, yes, thank you. Hey, all right, look, and I was going to forget.
I'm going to sit at Rachel Weiss's house.
Yeah, when? Yeah. Yes, and are they close at all, do you know? Do we know?
I don't know.
Wind up. Okay, that's ready to go. All right. Nunu, confirm that. Is that what you wankers call prank calls? Do they call them wind-ups? I think so. I think in certain parts they call it that. Confirm that, please. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah, Rev showing off his CD. And that reminds me, I've got a CD that I've been working on for, like the last 3 years now, and I never get to it.
You need to get that out, man.
I do, but the thing is, I'm not artistic at all.
And I'll do the artwork, man.
I need a cover. I need the cover to be made.
I'll have to send you one of my CDs, man. I don't have any. You know, I give mine away.
Right.
For like 43 to Hollywood Vanya calls.
Right. Well, I'm gonna sell mine for like at cost. I'm not gonna make any money off of it. Gonna be like $3 each to cover the shipping. I'm just, you know, the shipping and the actual CD itself and for me printing the case, you know, the cover and all that. So I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm probably going to print them at Kinko's or something like that and cut them myself is what I'll probably end up doing.
If you send me the artwork, dude, I can print them at work. But we got a color laser copier. I can do it for free.
Sweet,
I'll
yeah.
Send it right back to you.
I got to get it designed. I don't know. Tuck said he'd work on it, but you know, Tuck he's a comic book artist, and when I ask him to do stuff, I feel like I'm imposing because that's how he makes his living like that. You know, it's his bread and butter, and I hate to be like, hey, you know, do this for free.
Well, see, I work in the IT industry. So nobody cares if they don't impose on me. But my laptop screwed up. Can you fix it?
Yeah, like I got fuck. Here we go again. Yeah. Gotcha. Only wankers call it a wind-up, Nunu confirmed. So there you go.
Okay.
Milkman, did you know that? Is Milkman around here? You can't hear him, Hollywood, but is Milkman here? Please tell me Milkman's able to talk and listen. Milkman? Good, he's here.
Good,
he's here. All right, good. All right, so the taxi company, finally, here we go. This is for Nunu, who's been waiting patiently for this. Let me send you the information here.
Okay.
Got some articles too. I guess you can read them up if you want to. There you go. Send them away to you here. Figure that out. Okay, we're going to call the taxi company that sent the Earl, a daughter of an Earl, to the wrong village, 200 miles away from where she was supposed to be for a soccer, or as you guys call it, football game.
And just some chess too, you know that?
Yeah.
Did you see that picture of her?
No, didn't see it at all, no. I haven't clicked on it at all.
Crash.
Is it pretty good? She's got... because those British girls usually are kind of like toast, you know? They're
I
not,
know, this one's not.
No.
She's got a push-up on.
Maybe she's got some, I don't know.
She's got some feathers in her hair, too. Maybe she's part Indian.
Maybe she is. She's some Native American here.
Hey.
Yeah, oh, that kind of Indian. Okay, I thought you meant the other one. I thought you meant the other
no,
one.
No, not this type of Indian.
No,
not,
we're talking about the Wawa, the Wawa. That one. that one right there. All right, hang on. Let's chit-chat more prank.
Hi, this is Rachel Wise. I need to get a taxi, please.
Yeah, where from?
I'm on Whitechapel.
What time do you want it for?
As soon as possible.
Well, where from?
At Whitechapel. I'm at 38 Whitechapel.
38 Whitechapel?
Whitechapel Street, yes, sir.
Are you in Northampton, or are you ringing from York?
Yes.
Northampton.
Well, I need to go to Stamford Bridge.
You want to go to Stamford Bridge?
Yes. Hello? How much does that cost?
Sorry?
How much does that cost, do you know, approximately? How many pounds?
What, taxi to Stamford Bridge?
Right.
Hello?
Hello? Yes,
hello. Do you want a taxi or you messed
about? I'm sorry, what?
Do you want a taxi?
Yes.
That's where what from?
I do a taxi company. I'm at 38 Whitechapel Road.
We haven't got a 38 Whitechapel Road in Northampton.
Yes, you do. I'm right here, right now. I just need to get to the Stamford Bridge. Come on, please. How soon
well,
could you...
Well, Where are you again?
I'm at 38 Whitechapel.
We ain't got a Whitechapel Road, are we? Not in that state. Well, whereabouts is it then?
We're right here. Where are you located at?
We're in Northampton. Where are you based?
Right, I'm in Northampton.
You haven't got a Whitechapel Road yet? We haven't got a Whitechapel Road.
What? I'm telling you, I'm in Whitechapel Road right now.
Yeah, where is that then? Where is it? In Woodsonfield or is it in...
No, well, I just need to get to the Stamford Bridge in Yorkshire. As soon as possible.
Yeah, how you want to go... Yeah, of course you do. Stamford, that's £300 then, yeah?
That's fine. I've got one right now.
£300, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, I'm still here, yeah?
Yeah, is Chelsea still there?
Yeah, Chelsea's still there, yeah.
Great, I need to go see her, let's go.
Yeah, we're on the way.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
See you my telly.
Yeah, it's your phone, Bill.
See you my telly.
See your telly?
Yes, you want my telly?
I don't know if they're going to send anybody out.
No.
Something tells me they're not going to send anybody out.
I was going to give her Rachel's telephone number.
Yeah. Damn it.
No. Is a television.
Oh, a telly is a television. Oh, damn it. We had it wrong. Oh, shit. We were trying to...
Right.
I was about to compliment Hollywood on.
You want to give him a ring?
I was about to compliment Hollywood on the good work with that.
About giving him a ring.
Give him a ring, Milkman says.
What?
I just took a sleeping pill here. I'm gonna be going to bed soon. Not yet. Let's see what else we got here. Hang on, let me take a look. Let me get the music started here. Let me make sure the lines.
Anybody else want to call in? Am I hogging up the stuff?
No. You're fine. Everyone else gets a chance. Don't worry. You got to be quick on this show because when people call in, if you're a good pranker,
yeah,
well,
the father.
Yeah, and especially in a night like tonight when I'm not feeling the juice, I'm gonna let the others steer the ship, and it's fine. We're having fun, dude. Whatever. I got one last number here that's come in from Lonesome. Okay. Patchy Smith.
Oh, Patchy! I'm telling you, Patchy is the guy that's on SpongeBob.
Okay. See, I don't know. I don't watch much Nickelodeon or SpongeBob. Is that the Ku Klux Klan looking thing?
Is it Patchy?
Well, who's it's on SpongeBob? His best friend that looks like a Klansman. That's like a starfish. That's dressed like.
No, it's Patrick.
Yeah, that's Patrick. Is, that, oh, is it Patrick or what is it?
Patrick. Yeah.
Patrick. That show's weird. I saw like one episode of it. It creeped me out. It made me feel dirty. And I took a hot shower.
You were in the movie, hadn't you?
No. Yeah, actually, you know what? No, I did. I got dragged in with my ex. She or her daughter was 3. Not my kid, but fuck. But yeah, dragged me into that. And, like, all I know is all of a sudden David Hasselhoff was, like, in the water like a freaking dolphin. I was like, okay, weird. Yeah. I was like, I should have been high for this, but I didn't think it would be appropriate. But I did get to see the trailer for episode 3. Star Wars, whatever the Rise.
Oh, you saw that?
What was it called? The Fall of What was it called? Not the Fall of the Republic. What was
Revenge
it called?
Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith. That's right. God, I used to be a big Star Wars fan, and that re-release of the trilogy just ruined it. I know there's a new movie coming out. An animated movie is coming out sometime soon.
Well, they're doing a TV series. Oh yeah, there's a TV series. That's right.
Yeah, the TV series.
Yeah, the prequels.
Yeah, the Clone Wars.
Episode 3 and 4, isn't it?
Episode 2 and 3. But here,
oh, that's right.
But here's the stupid thing.
That's right.
Yeah, but here's the stupid thing. Anakin Skywalker has an apprentice. I'm like, when the fuck did he get an apprentice?
I think it's Donald Trump, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. But how does Anakin Skywalker get an apprentice before he's even a Jedi or technically or something? I don't understand it. I don't get that.
Lucas for you.
Yeah, Lucas. Good luck with that, Lucas. I'm hoping for a live action one. Hopefully it doesn't end up burying the franchise. It's pretty much dead after Jar Jar Binks. Oh,
hey, you remember the Ewoks TV series?
Was it a series or was it a made-for-TV movie, right?
Well, they had a very short-running series. I think it was like 4 or 5 episodes.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I remember the movie that came out.
Yeah.
It was like a TV movie.
The blonde, curly-haired girl.
Yeah, the two kids get lost in Endor or something
like
that.
Land of the Lost.
There was like an old guy, too, or something, I thought.
Yeah, there was.
It was an old guy, too. Okay.
It was the same people in the TV, that was a made-for-TV movie that was in the TV series.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it was like an extended, I guess, like a launch vehicle. True. And I've seen the Christmas special, too, which is like, ugh.
God.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah. That's like notorious. Yeah, I saw that at a convention once. Like at a comic book convention. I watched it. I was like, wow, that is really weird, too. Like, there was a dancing female Wookiee at some point. I was like, whoa, this is weird.
Yeah.
How much pot would you have to smoke to understand that? Tell me. Okay, so Patsy Smith, the last call of the night, apparently, because we're slowing down here. And actually, I'm out of numbers, so yeah. Unless you guys send in more numbers if you want before time's over. Actually, here we go. We got Tudor taxis here also, if you want to try that. This was in Warwick. I don't know if it's close at all. Mm. If you want to send Rachel a taxi again.
Sure.
We can try that one. All right. Let's try this instead. Tudor taxi. Tudor's taxi, that is.
Tudor's, okay.
Tudor's.
Pardon me.
Hi, Princess. No lamp, Patrol, yeah.
Aapse matlab?
Have a drink with us, babe.
No, thank you.
That was a very annoying song. I'm taking that off the list right now.
Good morning, next car.
Yes, need a taxi, please.
Where from?
38 Whitechapel, please.
From where, sorry?
38 Whitechapel, I'm going to the train station.
Whitechapel?
Yes, I just got a phone call from my mother. I need to get to the train station very quickly.
Yeah, but whereabouts are you, my love, so I can come and get you?
I'm at 38 Whitechapel, sir.
Whereabouts is Whitechapel?
Yes, sir. I'm at 38 Whitechapel Street. Please come get me soon.
In London?
How much is that going to be to get to the train station? I don't know how much you could
Whitechapel Street, London?
Yes. No, yes. London.
I'm in Warwick here, my love.
No, I've got to hurry up and get to the train station, please. Hurry up and come get me.
Yeah, but I'm in Warwickshire, my love. You need to ring a London firm.
No, I need you to come get me, please. Hurry up. You frickin' bloke, hurry up and come get me.
Ah, fuck off, twat.
But screw you, you crookhead.
Did you hear Big Ben at the end of that?
No, that's me.
I thought it was Big. I thought it was like I just drove by Big Ben or something. Did you forget what town she was in?
It's Manchester, isn't it?
Yeah, you should have said Manchester, because I think Lonesome had found one that was close.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, was it really? Where was it at? No, it wasn't Manchester. It was Manchester.
Yeah.
I don't think Manchester was close to where
Manchester,
he was at.
Manchester, Lancashire.
I don't know. All right, man. That was fun. We had a good time. Thank you for calling, man.
You have a great day.
Awesome. You too, man. I'll talk to you.
I want to say, how does Jonathan say?
I want to say good. Hey, hi to all my friends and listeners out there.
Fans and listeners. All my fans. All my fans and listeners out there. Hey, guys.
You know we say hi to the dead.
Oh, the dead. We're the dead.
Yeah.
Oh, the dead. Where is he?
He's resurrected soon.
Yeah, hopefully we'll talk to him soon.
Yeah.
All right, bro. Take care, man.
You guys have a good one.
See you, Hollywood.
All right, awesome. Hollywood Vagina calling in. Oh, I did want to report. Oh, Milkman's saying, Milkman, that, what's-his-face wants to call in? What's that one guy's name? Glowworm.
Glowworm.
Glowworm is out there. Cool. Man, maybe we might have Glowworm here on the mouth soon. I did want to mention, I got a message a few days ago. An offline message. I woke up in the morning, and sure enough, it was our homeboy in Iraq fighting in the army. You know who I'm talking about. Turd Burglar. He is in Iraq right now. He's in Baghdad, to be precise, actually. He's actually in Baghdad. And he said that he's going to be on leave soon, and he's going to be calling in to be on the show.
Poopy.
Yeah, Turd Burglar is going to be joining us, and he said he is going to make an attempt to actually join the show live from his barracks in Iraq. Or even do his own show. So he's going to be doing prank calls from the Green Zone in Baghdad in Iraq as Turd Burglar. And he's on the conference special, which we played over the week. That was playing on the rotation. I heard it the other day. It's good stuff. Let's take this call here.
Madhouse Radio, you are on the air.
Hello.
We're speaking.
Hello.
Good evening.
What's up?
What's up? Oh, Glowworm, what's up, man?
How goes it?
Not bad, bro. How you doing?
How goes it?
We're good. How's Fleeta doing?
Man, she's in the hospital, man.
No! What's wrong
with... Yeah, bro, she got in a fight with this raccoon, and the raccoon kicked her ass.
Oh, you gotta watch out for those rabies.
Yeah.
She's gonna have to get those injections right in her gut. 12
yeah,
of them.
Probably a shot in her ass.
In her ass, too?
Yeah.
For tetanitis, probably.
Yeah,
or tendinitis. Tetanus. I just made some shit up. Fuck, I'm stupid.
Yeah, whatever works, dude.
Whatever works. Whatever works. Oh, cool.
I went to Taco Bell, got some food, and that shit put me to sleep. And I just woke back up and ate some more.
Cool. You ever get that CD? You said you were working on a CD coming out a few times ago that you talked to us. Anything ever occur with that?
Yeah, I actually caught in some legal troubles, but it's straight.
Ooh, really? Someone you pranked?
Actually, I still don't really know what happened.
Okay.
But then again, not only that kind of legal trouble, but also some other bullshit from last summer.
Okay, well, yeah, we don't want to discuss that because I'm sure maybe it's still under litigation or something like that, so let's...
I don't care, they can kiss my ass.
Fuck them. All right, cool. As long as you're on parole, you're okay.
I'm not even on parole. I've went to court like 4 times, but they always continued it, so I'm just kind of chilling.
Okay. All right, good, well...
But I'm still working on the CD, though. I'm getting it.
Right.
I'm making it like a 3-6, because I'm so bored now. I don't go to school no more yet.
Right.
And I barely work any days where I work at.
Okay.
Making sandwiches and stuff.
Sandwiches? Subway
yeah,
or
Quiznos.
Just something else? Oh, Quiznos. Oh, dude. I'm going to go there tomorrow, man. Does your area, I don't know, your part of Quiznos, like your region, did they get that, what's that new one?
That ranchero.
Oh, that is the shit. The ranchero beef. Was it? What is it called?
Yeah, the prime rib ranchero.
Prime rib, dude. That is the bomb.
It's good. It's just too hot for me. But
oh no, I love it.
Like I said, I've been working on a lot of stuff, man. I got
That doesn't come with onions, does it?
No, it gets poblano peppers on it.
I had it.
Chipotle mayonnaise, and that's pretty much it, that and the prime rib.
Yeah, it's simple, and I told the lady last Friday, I was like, hey, put some onion on that before you put it in. She's like, okay, she did it, and she said, that's probably a good idea, she's thinking. I was like, yeah, I think that deserves onion on it. I don't know why not, but...
You can pretty much get whatever you want to on it.
Cool.
You know, it really don't matter.
Cool.
And the cheese has, like, habanero peppers and stuff in it.
Yeah, it's a kind of like a Monterey Jackish kind of, Monterey Jackish, but it's like a pepperish kind of Jackish kind of. It's all jacked out. Okay, cool. You're probably tired of the sandwich. You probably can't stand them anymore. I know how that
I've
is.
I've been there for the past 6 months, dude, and I hate that shit now.
I bet you can't smell that shit anymore.
I hate it. Like, when I was in McDonald's for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
It was cool because, you know, I'd be sneaky and, like, I'd be in the drive thru every day.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of sneak chicken nuggets from the front, and they take them to the back and give me the back.
Oh, cool.
I haven't eaten McDonald's since I quit back, like, last October.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I worked at Cinnabon for a week, and I couldn't stand the smell or the look of stuff, you know, like, anything like that for, like, years after that. It was so ugh.
I seriously hate working with food because I feel like somebody's bitch. Because I always, like, you know, give me this, add this, more of this, less of that. I want to tell them no so bad.
I want to tell them no.
And I actually got in trouble one time because I got so fed up one day.
Yeah.
And I told some lady, I said, this ain't Burger King. You cannot have it your way. And she was like, where's your manager? I said, here she goes. Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah, man, people's asses. People just think, like, just because you're paying, like, you know, $5 for a sandwich, it gives you the right to go into, like, oh, you need this and this. I remember I was at Burger King this one time. This guy came back in all huffy and pissed off. And, you know, he, like, cuts in front of me in the line because he's got this big, urgent, big fucking deal. And, he tells the lady at the counter, you guys messed up my order. I said I wanted a Whopper cut in half with cheese and no mayo and extra cheese and bacon. But you guys did this. And I was like, motherfucker, you gave him, like, the most complicated order. Like, you need a freaking manual for this Whopper that he wanted created. And then you're pissed off because, you know, the teenagers, you know, some of them is probably their first job. You know, some of them were probably high or half asleep. Because they've been up since, like, 5 and 6 in the morning to catch the bus to go to school. And it's like, fuck, man, come on. He's, like, freaking out. I was like, you know, next time write it down and just hand it to them, you know, so they don't mess it up so preciously. He was like, oh, you didn't, you put reverse, I said no tomato, but I wanted extra mayo and no cheese, but I wanted it cut in half. I was like, oh, my God, I couldn't even follow what that was, man. What do you expect?
I don't know, like, where I live at. in Georgia, like in Augusta.
Yeah.
I live in Columbia County. Columbia County is supposed to be like, I wouldn't, like, it's kind of like the, kind of like the Hamptons.
Is that a 229 area code?
Huh?
Is that the 229 area code? Because it's like
here it's the 706 area code.
Okay, it's still 706. I got
you. But it's like here where I live at, people, like my family, we're not like the most, you know, financially fit people.
Right.
But the area that I live in, like the schools are supposed to be the best, and, you know, so it's like the best area possibly living in Augusta. So people around here got their heads of their asses walking around smelling their own nuts. I mean, they'll go anywhere, and they expect stuff to be done a certain way because they have money. But then again, I'm not really getting none of that money that they have, so I just say, fuck them and make it how I want to make it.
Exactly. You do the amount of effort that you see is fit to you for the amount of money you're making. Fuck it.
Yeah, I only make $6 an hour, man. I ain't making jack shit to it.
Yeah. Yeah, who's going to be into doing such a good job when you're making $6 an hour? Fuck that. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm going to coast by as much as I can. Bullshit.
I've been doing some side projects anyway.
Good.
Just trying to make some extra money and stuff.
Alright. I'm just telling you, just be careful, man. Be careful.
I started stripping, you know, prostitution.
Prostitution.
You know, making crystal meth in the bathtub, you know.
Plasma. Look into selling your plasma, and it's very, very lucrative. And you
I'm
get
not
it.
Selling my plasma. My plasma's too precious.
Oh, please. You don't need your plasma. No
I'll
one needs
probably cut off my dick and sell it to some Asian guy who needs one.
You gotta freeze it first, or, like...
I'm not gonna freeze it.
Harden it up. Well, if you're gonna cut it off, make sure it's, you know, you have an erection before you do that, so it looks more impressive, you know? Shave around it, too, makes it look bigger. Anyway, that's gay. You wanna call... I got four numbers here in Britain. That's the last of the numbers that we have for the night, because it's pretty late. Britain.
All right.
Britain. I'm gonna give you four names. You tell me which one you like. I've got Catherine King, Martin King, Sandy Stewart, Isabel Stewart.
King.
Martin King. Hey.
Give me Martin King.
Ah, yes, that's right. And on the anniversary of his assassination, actually, was today.
Yep.
April the 4th. That was, wow, I don't know, 50 years ago it was? It was a 58? I don't know, whatever. But
some
yeah, but
years
anyway.
Ago.
Yeah, but he died, so rest in peace. Yeah. Martin Luther the King. The King. That's off of Coming to America. Good movie. That needs a remake.
Sexual
too.
Chocolate.
Sexual chocolate. All right. Here it comes. Hang on. Everybody. God, I'm stuttering so much tonight.
Hello.
Good day.
My name is Jay. You have a booking for me.
Yes, Mr. Jay.
Hey. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how's it going, man? Hey.
Hey.
Mr. Martin. Mr. Martin.
What?
Hello, sir. I was doing an article for my school paper on celebrities gone missing. And I'm glad that I found you, because everybody thought you was dead.
Now, look, don't ring me now. This is in the middle of the night here.
I know. It's important, sir. I finally tracked you down. I had to get me a PI to find you. I finally got you. All I need to know is, how do you feel about the black community thinking you're dead?
You have a good sleep. Think about it tomorrow.
I will. I'm going to go hit my bong and smoke some more of that meth, sir.
He gives out his phone number when you call in. It's like 855-78. Like, they give out the number.
That's so stupid.
That's so stupid. Why would you do that, dumbass?
I wouldn't do it.
Like, oh,
that's too much work.
Yeah, I don't like that. Every time they call in, 11524. What that shit? Dude. Yeah, man. You want to?
He was over there beating his wanker.
Probably something. Sounds like he was awake. He can't complain. You want to call another one?
Yeah.
All right.
Call whatever you got.
Let me tell you the three. I'll give you your choice. We've got Catherine King.
Call that one.
Catherine King it is.
Yeah.
Warwickshire. Well, I don't know where Warwickshire is. Fuck, I guess it's England. Hang on, folks. Let's
I don't
try
know
that
where
one.
It is either.
Whatever, it's fucking not America. I know that much. Who cares?
आप जानना चाहते हैं कि उस गैंग के एजेंट के नाम और पते क्या हैं? तो इन सवालों के जवाब मैं आपको दे सकता हूं।
कीमत सिर्फ $50,000. मैं कल रात को ठीक 9 बजे आपके दिल्ली के एजेंट को फोन करूंगा. उनका नंबर दीजिए. अगर उन्हें ये सौदा मंजूर हो तो वेरी गुड. ओवर.
सुना? इंटरेस्टिंग.
Captain, please. Can I speak to Captain?
Hey, I'm sorry, but I think you got the wrong number.
Nah, I don't have the wrong number.
Hello, who's speaking?
Hey, how's it going? This is Freddy. Was that your husband just now?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't want to say nothing, but you left your socks over here at my house.
Sorry?
You left your socks over here at my house?
I'm sorry, this is the wrong number.
No, Captain, this is not the wrong number. You gave me at the club.
Please?
Huh?
Okay. Whatever. What a bunch of liars, though. You see, that was Captain the whole time. The guy was like, no. Right, whatever. They say now. Now. They have like 10 syllables. Not 10, but, you know.
British people.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do suck. No, see, we got a lot of British listeners. Let me take that back. The opinions of Glowworm are not those of Milkman, Carlito, or Madhouse Radio Network. Okay, speaking of which, I got one left, if you're ready.
All right, what's the name?
I don't know. Fucking hang on, let me find it here. Lonesome Loser, no, that's not the name. Sandy Stewart.
Sandy Stewart.
Right. I can see.
Got it.
I can see that. I'm visualizing it right now. Here it comes. Sandy Stewart. Woo!
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hello?
Hello.
How you doing? Is Sandy around?
Yeah, speaking.
Where is she at?
What?
Can I speak to Sandy, please?
Yeah, I'm speaking.
You're speaking?
Yeah.
I have a question, since you say your name is Sandy. Did you ever get picked on in grade school as a kid?
Never fought.
Did you?
Did I fart?
Did you fart? I don't know if you farted or not. I can't smell it. Did you?
That's just some kind of a joke.
I don't take this as a joke, sir. I find this a very serious matter that your parents named you after a girl.
6:15 in the morning. What are you phoning me for?
Why am I calling you?
Yeah.
Because I was curious as to why your name was Sandy.
He's gone. That's late enough, people. Get up at 6, man. If you get called at 6, pick up the phone and stay on.
I'm saying, might as well pick up, because once you pick up, you already woke up.
Might as well just take your shower, you get some extra time to get
coffee,
ready.
Drink your tea and watch your Harry Potter flicks.
Smoke a bowl. Smoke a bowl before work. Go to work high, it's Friday. Have fun. Come on. Fuck. All right, hey, man, thanks for calling in, Glow Worm.
No problem, man.
All right, man, it's always good talking to you. Keep in touch.
I will, most certainly.
All right, man.
Let me get back to this.
Hey, let me know when if and when that CD comes out, let me know.
It'll be out, man. It's going to be like 3 discs on it. So it'll be out soon.
Triple LP, man. Awesome.
Yeah, man. Nothing else to do.
All right, man. See you.
All right, bro.
All right.
All right, everybody. That was... Who was that? No, I'm kidding. I don't know who that was. That was DJ Glowworm, a.k.a. Fuck You, a.k.a. Frida. I forgot Frida's last name. Milkman, what's Frida's last name? And what's her church that she goes to?
Bellerwood.
Bellerwood? I don't like
Bellerwood.
That. Bellerwood? That's not funny. Anyway, let me play some music here. Milkman, we're gonna finish out here. Lonesome Loser, don't send any more numbers. You've got enough. I'm gonna call one last one here to Nicholas Holmes. Actually, no, I can't. Never mind. I can't. Never mind. We're done. Milkman, take us out of here, please. I must go. I must retire.
Where are we going, Marty?
We're going to take a shit.
Thank you, everybody. Stopping in. That's right. Carlito, I'll pull your finger as soon as we get off the air.
Oh, yes.
Not a problem.
Good.
Really, I'd like to thank Mr. Ted Webb, Webb. Yeah, thank you very much, my brother Ted. Thank you very much.
Well, you're thanking him. Tell him why. We're thanking Ted. We're thanking Ted because he's...
Well, I heard music and I thought I wasn't sure that if I got leaped out and just something happened there. But yes, thank you very much for providing us with the wonderful services you do there with your blacklisted server. It's no longer blacklisted. It's been whitelisted again. So all you people out there, please thank Mr. Ted when you see him because he does help make Madhouse possible every week. Thank you so much, Mr. Ted. www.web. Also, I'd like to thank all of our other friends for stopping in tonight. We had several callers. Mr. Racklude joined the show tonight. Thank you, Mr. Racklude. And we did have some interesting calls there. Mr. Hodges, he did have a heart attack right after the call was placed to the shop. He overdosed on curry, folks. Had a heart attack. That's right. And he started shooting up the place. Killed a customer, I believe, or at least winged them anyway. Everybody cleared the store and I took off. Bullets were flying. I can see any guys, right? Yeah. Also, I'd like to thank our other callers in there. I believe Mr. Hollywood called in. Thank you, Hollywood. Nice hat you got there. Very funny. Very funny calls. Also, I'd like to thank Jonathan didn't call in tonight. Thank you so much for not calling in. Appreciate that.
Jonathan called in.
Also, I'd like to thank... Well, I didn't hear, so he didn't call in.
You were busy cruising for sex in the bathroom.
I was out on location, guys, so that's what happened. We did actually set this prank up. I spotted this engine guy here, and I did get some footage of it. We will add that up on the site later on. I'll get that to Carlito. So we'll look to see how much fun we did have with that. Thanks a lot, Jonathan, for not calling in. I didn't call him yet. Also, thank you, Mr. DJ Glowworm, formerly known as Fox U or whatever, that funny guy. Hey, man, good to hear you. Sounding good as ever, man. And I hope we get well soon. I'd also like to thank our friends over at Syndicate Radio. Thanks a lot for joining in. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Also, our friends there at Fox U, if you're still around, Justin TV, if you like to get involved, definitely stay tuned. Right on the mat at 98.6, thumb out. Also, like to thank Mr. Lonesome Loser, one of the most important people in our show that makes it all possible. Our number hit man, the man with the plan to attack and keep us all laughing. He's the man. This guy's got an Uzi, cannon. That's right, 50 caliber, my friend. Thank you so much. Also, all of our other friends over there at the Madhouse Chat and the IRC, thanks a lot for joining us here.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
We'll be having a lot of fun with Mr. Paul. That's right, Baz, friend Vegas, all of our good friends there. Mr. Sir Nunu, he's our English counterpoint there. He is our knight in shining armor. But it is a bit tarnished because he's really into salt these days.
Oh, God, well, fuck salt.
Also, I'd like to thank especially... That's right, Fuck Salt. Danny said Fuck Salt. I'd like to especially thank you, our listener. That's right, because without you, it would never be possible. You know why? Because every week we strive to provide the most interactive show possible for you to join in and share a laugh, because that's what we believe right here in the Madhouse. Sharing a laugh is what it's all about. Tell all your friends, tell all your enemies, send your enemies numbers in if you'd like. Send in your friends' numbers, because you know what? We'll get them laughing, and if not, we will have a laugh on them. Thank you so much for tuning in, because you know what? We dropped a dime. Yeah. All you got to do is just give us
the time.
Your time.
Phones were like busy tonight.
That's right. Catch the Disease right here every Thursday at 10 p.m. with the Generalissimo, the leader, the militia of our Madhouse of fun. Going to the air. Carlito Hermano, my big brother.
Thank you
so much for we're putting in up with all of our interviews here and taking some time out of your life, you know, with all the things you got going on in school. I know you're running for president and
school president, yes.
This year. He's got his own party.
He's right. Running for SGA president.
Democratic Party in Miami. And he also is a security for AT&T. Thank you so much, my brother, my hermano. And I look forward to
back all right, thank you.
10 p.m.
Thank you,
my brother.
That's right. Thank you, Milkman. Thank you to you, Milkman, for coming in. And everybody else who is joining us tonight, Brandon Vegas.
It's an honor. It is an honor.
Brandon Vegas and Baz are both here. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Milkman. Thank you, Lonesome. You already thanked him. Everyone on Syndicate, everyone, be sure to listen tomorrow to Syndicate Radio. I'm assuming it's Zolar. Zolar at 10 p.m. If not, my bad. Zolar 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow.
Party Nation.
Zolar Party Nation. That's right. Very good call. And SyndicateRadio.tv. Be sure to visit all our podcast listeners. If you're listening to us on the podcast over at MadhouseLive.com, why don't you give us a shot? If you get a Thursday night free, listen to us at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're here every week, Thursdays at 10. So try to catch us sometime. If not, everybody else.
Don't forget to join the forum, too.
The forums, exactly. I was about to say, everyone who's listening, join the forums. If you haven't yet, go to madhouselive.com, click on the forums link, or you can go to madhouselive.com/forums, and or click the forums button on the front page on the menu, and you'll be taken to our forums. We have exclusive pranks that aren't available anywhere else on the website or the podcast or anywhere, and tons of stories and articles and stuff like that, so be sure to check that out. And that's it, man. We're out of here. I'm tired. Wow, it's 1:30. This sucks. Okay, folks. We'll catch you next week. Thank you for listening.
My brother. Excellent.
It was okay. We had fun. And thank you to Reckwood for calling in, too.
You've got 5 minutes.
Yeah, she'll do that.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.